The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh, how about that? Yes, my friends, the best show back on another Tuesday night. We are here. Ready to bring you the finest radio programming you've ever heard in your whole life. Fully stocked, fully staffed. Everybody's here. Everybody's got their game faces on. Pat, AP Mike, Studio, everybody's ready. Not messing around, man. And me, Tom Sharpling, the host of tonight's episode, and the phone number for tonight's episode is 201 chair gets put in front of the phone number every week. I think I'd memorize it, but I'm scared to give the wrong number out on the air, and then people are going to call someone else. I got it. Okay. I did it. Thank you, buddy. Dudio, always on the job, comes in to move the chair. Don't worry, Dudio, I moved it. 201-332-3484, and we are talking about what? That's right. Tonight is the night we've been waiting for. I've floated this idea a long time ago. And now it comes to fruition and is real. The Blowhard 100. The top windbags out there. Let's list them all. Let's figure out who the top 100 blowhards are. The Blowhard 100. Let's do it. Best show on the way, coming right down the center of the plate, ready for you to knock it out of the park. Here it comes, the pitch. It's the best show, and it's what? I don't know. Was it a hit? I'm not sure. Best show.
Show's about to begin. Here's the best show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the best show. Best show. Hey, everybody, it's the best show. My name's Tom. Here with you until midnight. Unless you are listening to this at any other point than the point we are broadcasting it out at, then we're doing the show until 3 hours from now. Who did we just hear? Well, a great album coming out in a couple weeks by Oneida and Rhys Chatham. Chatham! If he was a town, he'd be Rhys Chatham. But I think he's a person, so I'm saying Rhys Chatham. I don't know, but I do know that Oneida are awesome, and Rhys Chatham. Chatham is... I've only had 28 years to learn how to say his name, so I guess it, I don't know what I've been waiting for. I'm waiting for this moment to ask the question, how do you say his name? Never said it out loud. Now I'm saying it out loud. But anyway, there's an album coming out. They have an album on Northern Spy Records, great record label. Northern Spy Records. It's called What's Your Sign is the name of the album. And the name of the song we heard is You Get Brighter. Really great. Album's great. Song's great. It's all great. Go get it over at Northern Spy. Comes out in a couple weeks. Tonight on The Best Show, we are talking about blowhards. Now, what is a blowhard? A blowhard is a loudmouth who just... Wait, who are we talking about? Me or what? No, I'm not a blowhard. I just talk a whole lot. That don't mean I'm a blowhard. A blowhard talks like an expert, like they know what... Wait, maybe I am a blowhard. I don't know. Am I? You'd tell me if I was a blowhard, wouldn't you, Mike? Am I? No, Mike says I'm not. And look, Mike's an alright guy. Mike gets it. I'm not gonna second guess Mike. I'll take Mike's word for it. He's cool. You're cool, Mike. Yeah, you're alright in my book. I know we've had some down times lately. I'm willing to say, Mike, I forgive you. He did nothing wrong. I don't want to forgive. Just want to... No, I'm kidding. Mike, you're cool. If anybody ever says otherwise, they're wrong. Hey, Pat, you're cool. Hey, Dudio, Pat's cool. Just remember, Pat's cool. And so is Mike. And you know, Dudio, you're cool too. The phone number, 201-332-3484, Blowhard 100. We're putting the list together of all the windbags and bloviators and people who just take up space with their dumb expert-styled opinions that you can't stand them. I'm putting one person on the list right off the bat, Skip Bayless. Broadcaster Skip Bayless, he goes on. 8. We're starting high. Skip Bayless, 8. And this is a list. People's feelings are going to get hurt. I can tell you. People are going to cry when they hear this list. And if you're on this list, I don't want to hear you cry that you're on it. Just take it. And stop being such a blowhard. Maybe you got to stop being a blowhard, huh? If you hear your name on here. Oh me, oh my, what do we got to do now? Let's jump right into it. Who's good here, Mike? 1. Best show.
Hello, Tom?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Dan from Brooklyn.
Dan from Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn are you in, Dan?
Kensington is the neighborhood.
Kensington.
Yeah, it's kind of south of Prospect Park.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Kensington.
That's right. Off of the F train or the G train.
Okay. So what do you want, buddy? What do you got? Something? We got something for the Blowhard 100?
I do. I have two, if that's okay.
Let's hear them.
My first one is Kevin Smith.
Is he a blowhard, really?
Well, he's opinionated about himself.
What do you think, Mike? He's a windbag.
A windbag? Okay.
He talks a whole lot. He talks a whole lot. I talk a whole lot.
Well, I don't
I might be a Devil's jersey and a backwards hockey hat away from being Kevin Smith. I don't think he's a blowhard. I'm sorry. Look,
okay.
I get it, but I'm gonna overrule you there, buddy.
All right. I had one more.
What do you got?
So I'm a big fan of your takedown of Kelsey Grammer falling off the stage.
Yes.
So I was gonna say Kelsey Grammer.
Is Kelsey Grammer a blowhard or is Frasier a blowhard? That's the whole thing. Because in real life, he's a maniac. He's not Frasier in real life.
Okay, well, how about Frasier then?
Now this opens a door that I'm not sure about. Are we putting fictional people on the list?
Yeah, why not?
Dudio, what do you think? Fictional people? Yeah, I don't know. Dudio says
okay.
Might have to be real life blowhards.
But
this
okay.
is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing, Dan. I'm writing down Kevin Smith and Frasier. In case it turns into a thing where fictional people come on, I will consider Frasier. And Kevin Smith is bubbling under, as they say, in the chart.
Okay.
Right. All right? You have a great night, buddy.
Thanks.
Best show.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Kevin in Brooklyn.
Kevin in Brooklyn. What's up? You on speakerphone, dude?
Just turned you off speakerphone.
Good, good. What's going on, Kevin? You got something for the Blowhard 100?
Yeah, I had a couple as well.
Let's hear these.
I'm going to start with Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Guy from InfoWars, I believe it's called.
He's kind of a blowhard. Put him at 33. Alex Jones. 33. Who else you got?
Dr. Phil.
Is Dr. Phil really a blowhard?
I guess he is. I mean, he lightens up on the late night shows, I guess. But.
61. Dr. Phil's at 61.
Okay.
Thanks, bro. Best show.
Hey, this is Rob from Rochester, New York. How you doing?
Rob from where now?
Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York. What's going on in Rochester tonight, Bill?
Rob.
What's going on in Rochester, Rob?
I just listening to the best show.
Well, that's sweet of you. You got something for the list?
Not exactly what I wanted to do, but I was inspired by the topic, though. You know how you'll just be talking to someone and, you know, just in any social situation, and they end up being a blowhard? You know what I'm talking about? Like, they just start one-upping you on everything, and there's got to, you know, you say, you know, if they ask you where you work, you tell them where you work. And then, you know, it turns into a big thing about, you know, they're smarter than you and they do bigger projects and they're turning themselves into Elon Musk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't know if I just encourage it, if I'm just a good listener or what, but it's just like people want to spin yarns. They want to just keep embellishing and embellishing. It's like, you know, give a nice non-committal response, but it's like they just keep spinning it bigger and bigger.
Yeah, okay.
And I just wondered, when you get into that situation, how do you shut it down?
How do what?
How do you personally shut it down?
Oh. Don't make it that easy. That was like T-ball. Best show. Oh. Oh, God, no.
Tom, I'm just kidding. It's Hayes.
Oh.
It's Hayes
Davenport. Oh, thank goodness. I thought Avalanche Bob had the hotline all of a sudden.
That's the end of the show, huh?
That would be the final episode. It'd be like getting the codes to the nuclear.
First the hotline, then the home number.
The home number. Oh, could you imagine? I pick up at home. I'm like, hell. First of all, it rings, and I'm weirded out that the home phone's ringing at all. And I'm like,
yeah, it's unplugged.
I'm like, hello, and all of a sudden here. Bucka, 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 bucka. Hello, AP Mike, going surfing. AP Mike, go. Hayes Davenport, co-host.
Yeah.
I think we at this point could say host of Hollywood Handbook. Are you host or co-host?
No, I'm a host. I think maybe you're co-host.
I might be co-host. And then Sean Clemens.
That's what people are saying.
Who is Sean? Where does Sean fit into this? Is he like featuring at this point?
Where is Sean at right now? I have to check his deal. I think he's like a story editor.
Okay. So Sean is sharing a story editor slot. He got partnered with someone he didn't know.
Yes, he got paper teamed.
Yes. Ooh, paper teamed. I didn't know. That's industry lingo.
Yeah. I hate to bring my show to your show.
That's all right. It's a little look behind the curtain for all these people, for young writers. Paper teamed is when business affairs decides that you have a writing partner, when you are a writing partner with someone who you've never met before.
It's like when you go to work at like a factory. And they bring you up to the assembly line, and you're next to this other guy, and they say, this is your new partner. You are both doing the same job, but you are splitting a salary because you're partners.
Yeah,
but your output has to be the same.
Enjoy getting to know your partner, and best of luck to the partnership. And
if you go to work at a different factory, you kind of have to go together because it's very difficult to split up this partnership now for the rest of your life because nobody knows which one of you is like the good one.
Yes, because it's that thing. Imagine any other line of work where you'd be working at a car dealership and they're just like, hey, did you know this is your co-car dealer? We want you to meet your co-car dealer. The two of you. Oh, the two of you are going to sell cars separately often and be responsible for selling cars individually apart from each other, but for the same car dealership?
Yes. And your salary is split right down the middle.
Yeah. Showbiz. It's a bitch.
Showbiz.
That's why my new podcast, Hayes Davenport. Because last week I announced I'm going to start just stealing podcast ideas from other people.
Yeah.
I figure I'm going to steal Hollywood Handbook's idea, and it's called.
Yeah.
My show is now called Showbiz: Ain't It a Bitch?
No, it's good. I don't know if we're going to be doing it because I don't know if you heard about this. An Earwolf show, Totally Lame, got a TV deal today.
What?
This is true. I read it on Deadline today. So I think you might be able to take ours because I assume we're just like, I assume they're just going down the list of Earwolf shows at CBS.
They're probably going from Z to A.
Yeah.
They got the list and they printed it out backwards. So they're at the T's now.
It's like a reverse Podmas. You know the feeling of scrolling through Podmas where like you pass your letter and you're like, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then
you're today.
Yeah. Yep. Sure do. That's become the norm around these people. Apparently Podmas they lost my URL at some point. I don't know what happened.
They're spread pretty thin over there. I think they need more people working that beat.
Yeah, the pod beat.
I think they should make it like, you know, instead of like 13 people, I think it should be like 19.
Yeah, crack the team open, guys. Start having every podcast evaluated and reviewed. I'm not talking about that. I can't talk about
it. Okay. Oh, but sorry. Yep.
That's
sorry.
All right. Now, Hayes Davenport.
Yeah.
You are, I'm going to still say co-host of Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
My favorite podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? And
you begged for it. For a while, you were begging for it. You said, what's my best show?
What's mine? And I found.
You made a wish.
Mm-hmm.
Made a wish and it came true.
And then suddenly, two little wooden boys, Hayes and Sean, came to life and started dancing on iTunes.
Yes.
And then doing a little thing. And suddenly I was like, oh, there's my favorite podcast. So my favorite things are Hollywood Handbook, Impractical Jokers.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that might be it.
Well, I have some, I don't want to slow you down.
Oh, no.
Sometimes with these lists, I like it when when we fill out these lists, sometimes I worry they're not going to get done.
No,
so I want to help you finish the list.
Most of them don't. So what do you
have? I know, and it always kind of stresses me out. I'm so nervous calling like that. When I used to just listen, I would always like think about calling, mm-hmm. and I always was going to give a fake name, mm-hmm. Fake city, just like fake everything. And it's so terrifying. I just like,
well, you relax.
Hayes. Even now.
Hayes, you relax. Relax.
All right. Okay.
So
I have some guys for you, but you have a very high, barrier for this. I was surprised at some of your no's earlier.
Okay. Well, I figure Kevin Smith is just a motor mouth. Not really.
Yeah,
a
no, I agree.
Hard.
And I actually kind of think Alex Jones is so crazy. You know, like, I think you can't be like that insane and still be like a blowhard. You have to like maintain this. You have to like think of yourself as having this dignity. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm keeping him on the list though. Keeping him on.
Okay.
So
your list.
It's my list, bro. So who do you suggest for the list?
Well, you have, who do you have for, sports? Skip.
So far we have Skip Bayless.
I think there are a lot of people, not necessarily Simmons himself, mm-hmm. but people sort of in that universe. I think he kind of surrounds himself with people like that. And this, not necessarily a sports guy, but one guy I would like to put on that list is Gladwell.
Malcolm Gladwell?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A fake expert. There's no, I mean, in the world of like fake experts, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone touches Malcolm Gladwell.
See, I don't know enough about it. I read that book, Blank. Oh. Did I read Blank or which one? I read Blank.
Did you read Blank?
I think I did read Blank. I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, you're in Outliers, like 10,000 Hours. The whole 10,000 Hours thing is about you.
Yeah, it feels like that. Certainly feels like it's been 10,000 hours. I can't. Right? Those times when you actually run the numbers, you're like, well, it's not 10,000. You're just like, yeah, I'm going to say it's 10. If it feels like 10,000, I'm going to round up to 10,000.
Yeah.
So you say Malcolm Gladwell is a blowhard.
Yeah.
Where should we put him?
Because this whole thing is like just being he's like a journalist and like he tells stories, but he's like wearing a lab coat. You know what I mean?
Okay, we'll put him on the list then. We'll put Malcolm.
He's like an infomercial doctor.
26.
He's not my best one. I have better ones. I'm starting small.
I love it. Okay, what else do you, who else do you have?
If you're doing fictional characters, I always think you have to rule out fictional characters because this guy, basically every character he's written would be on this list, to me, is Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin, yes.
I mean, well, you could do like the newsroom guy, Will McAvoy, or there are many other characters, any of the Studio 60 guys, but I think Sorkin himself deserves a place on it. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those like little Masterclass commercials?
Let's put an Aaron Sorkin on it. 37.
I feel like I'm not scoring. I feel like I'm one of these guys that, like, gives – sometimes getting on the list is like an insult. You put them in just the right place where you're like, get out of here. You know what I mean?
What else do you have? Don't worry. You're cleaning up here. This is just like you're hitting the jackpot, Hayes.
What about – I mentioned him – when I came on the show with Sharon, we had some other list, and I said Bourdain – mm-hmm. And she was like, I like him. Mm-hmm. And it sort of took the wind out of my sails. But I think I would think he would have to be on the blowhard.
He's
list.
8.
That's great.
Anthony Bourdain, that's, 8.
Isn't that where Skip is?
I think he's at 6. Who? Skip Bayles goes up to 6. Move Skip Bayles to 6. Who? I said Skip Bayles. Anthony Bourdain, not Dane Cook.
Anthony Bourdain Cook.
That would be.
That's his. That's what's on his name tag. Anthony Bourdain, comma Cook. Oh my God!
And that's why I also put him at what? Number 8.
Yeah, because he ate all the food.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, Tom, God, it's checkers and chess with you.
I'm quite the wordsmith, Hayes. You know with me, it's just wordplay. I love puns, and I love just... It's like a little verbal dance with me sometimes. It's like jazz. It's like jazz.
Yeah.
Right? It's like jazz.
Bubble. Yeah. No, I know. That's the experience of the listeners. It's just going with the flow.
Yeah, a listener hears this show, and some people hear words. Me talking, other people hear.
Other comedians can kind of hear the secret musical language of what you do. I think a lot of people listening don't pick up on that. Mm-hmm. But
the civilians,
as a comedy guy, yes.
Sure, the civilians don't get it. They hear just words. But somebody,
I can appreciate it.
A comedian listening right now is hearing like boom, 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 like a bass solo.
Yeah.
I'd love it. Yeah.
And I want to help you, because you want to keep politics out of this, huh? What, you would take a break from the election, right?
The Best Show has taken a break from elections, yes.
But I think there is, like, if you want to put one person on there mm-hmm. to represent...
all of politics?
Political blowhards. Or you could do one from the left and one from the right. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what we'll do, just to get him on, though, just to cover the list. So who would you say?
My suggestions, left, Olbermann.
Okay.
Right, Gingrich. I think Gingrich is sort of the OG.
For being a blowhard.
Yeah, I think, you know, just like expounding on stuff.
More than Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, right. I don't know if he's like kind of a you could do Olbermann and Limbaugh. They're sort of the same person.
Same person. Let's put them at. Put them. What's one that they can share the?
Yeah, put them together. Oh, they'll hate that. 50, oh, they're gonna fight it out.
50 and 51. They split the list in half.
Okay, that's all I have.
Now, Hayes Davenport, people can hear Hollywood Handbook over at earwolf.com.
That's why I called. Hopefully we can draw finally get some of your listeners over.
10,000 hours, my friend.
Yeah.
You got a ways to go.
But in the time.
You'll get there. And say hi to Sean for me. Sean Clements.
Yes.
Sean Clements.
Oh, one day.
One day.
That's what he hears as he's falling asleep, you know?
Uh-huh. Or he could hear, and your hosts, Hayes Davenport and Sean Clements.
No. He wakes up in a cold sweat.
That he's co-hosting with you?
That I'm hosting SNL.
Uh-huh. No, I was doing Weekend Live.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Weekend Live. I mean, I don't know. Is SNL still even on? I remember when they sort of brought that in to compete with Weekend Live.
I think Weekend Live knocked them off the air.
Yeah. Stupid. Sorry.
Jack Barnett. All right, Hayes, thank you for the call. You're always the best.
Okay. Bye, Tom.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Hayes Davenport. Mike doesn't like Hayes. He doesn't. Every time Hayes has been here, Mike's just like, I don't get it. You don't get it. Look, Mike. That's why God made horse races, Mike. Can't get them all. But you know what you can get, Mike? A good shave over at dollarshaveclub.com. Guys. Gotta start off with guys. Anyone! How about that? Anyone! You don't need to choose between price and quality to get an amazing and affordable shave. DollarShaveClub.com is the answer. And to prove how amazing their shave really is right now, they are going to give you your first month for free to join the Dollar Shave Club. They deliver amazing razors right to your door. For a third of the price of what the greedy razor corporations charge, they deliver them to my door because I'm in the Dollar Shave Club. So join the club like I did and stop dealing with drugstore hassles and battle the locked up razor fortress. You got to ask the worker to come over with the key and let you in the thing, and then you're standing in the aisle. It's not fun. So go to Dollar Shave Club and pick up a razor. Select something from their lineup of amazing blades. What do I use? That's right, the executive blade. With that shave butter, Dr. Carver's shave butter. The smooth shave. It's a good price. It's what you do. Go find out why 3 million members like me love Dollar Shave Club. They're confident in the quality of all their products, so now you get that first month of the Shave Club for free. Just pay shipping after that. It's just a few bucks a month. No long-term commitment. No hidden fees. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/bestshow. That's dollarshaveclub.com/bestshow. Join the Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club. Shave your face, bruh. Do you know about Adult Swim's new show, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell? It's season three. Season three is back on October 23rd at 11:30 p.m. on Adult Swim. It's a funny show. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. What's it about? Well, it's a workplace comedy. It's set in hell, literally hell. Where all the demons grapple with love, sex, religion, technology, and the world's worst boss, all while having to stab some unfortunate soul while listening to Smash Mouth. Now, this is written for me by Dave Willis and Chris Kelly, so that it sounds like I said it, so they would humiliate me with the choice of words, but I can take it. Folks, this is what peak television is all about. There are probably 17 shows that take place in hell, but this one's the best. And it has guests like Andy Daly, Eddie Pepitone, and John Glazer, created by Dave Willis of Aqua Teen and Squidbillies fame, and Casper Kelly, the guy who made Too Many Cooks, which was the exact same special that came out the exact same week as my amazing Newbridge special, and promptly sent what was an excellent, really funny program packing to the scrap heap of 4 a.m. obscurity. John Worster co-wrote some episodes. Why wasn't I asked to write an episode? What is this? I don't know. But I do know that Dave and Casper said they're fans of mine. But maybe they think I'm too big to write one of their shows. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. All right, no. Hire me. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Season 3 premieres October 23rd at 11:30 p.m. on Adult Swim, and you can watch Seasons 1 and 2 over at AdultSwim.com. Your pretty face is going to hell. Much shout, bruh. And I will tell you now about Merge Records. You know my friends over at Merge Records. They are the sponsors of today's episode of The Best Show. Merge Records is the label that over the last 25 years has been home to so many great bands like Arcade Fire, Spoon, and Neutral Milk Hotel. And more recently, they've released records by Teenage Fan Club, Titus Andronicus, Sneaks, and His Golden Messenger, and maybe my favorite record of the year, the album by A Giant Dog Pile. Play that every week. I love it. And still to come this year are brand new albums from Lamb Chop, plus deluxe reissues from The Magnetic Fields and The Clean. Visit MergeRecords.com to learn about, listen to, and shop for music by these artists and so many more. Destroyer, another great Merge band. Superchunk, another great Merge band. There's so many. It's the greatest label. Go to MergeRecords.com, and listeners of The Best Show get 20% off any order, including pre-orders, by using coupon code BESTSHOW at checkout. And as always, domestic shipping is free. So go to MergeRecords.com and enter Best Show at checkout to get 20% off your purchase. MergeRecords.com, enter Best Show to get 20% off your purchase. Merge Records. Get the vinyl, bruh. Best Show.
Get the vinyl. Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Corey. I have a blowhard for you.
Corey. Where are you calling from,
yeah.
Corey?
San Francisco.
Corey, you're calling from San Francisco. What's going? Who's the blowhard you got?
I have, I pick Steve Albini.
Steve Albini? Why?
Is that bad?
No, well, just tell me why.
That's he seems really brash. You seem to have I don't know what your definition exactly, but he seems really brash and poo-poos things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And holds this, like, sense of superiority.
Hmm.
I think that's kind of what. Okay, can I scratch it and add another one?
Sure, let's try it. I don't know about Steve Albini. I think he's got opinions, but I don't think is he holding court all the time and driving everybody nuts? Is he? He might be.
No, okay, I take it back. You're right.
I don't know. I'm trying to get to the bottom. We're trying to make this list. Go ahead. What do you got, bro?
Dan Harmon.
No, I'm not putting Dan Harmon on the list.
Daryl Hall?
Daryl Hall?
Yeah.
Who's he? What's he talking about?
He wants to kill all the deers.
Wait, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I tried.
He wants to kill all the deer?
Yeah, he hates deer. He thinks they're giving everyone Lyme disease, and he wants to kill all of them. And do you watch Live from Daryl's House?
I've seen a few episodes.
I don't know
why. Has he turned it into something where he just rants about deer now?
No, he kind of keeps his politics off the show, but he just has a sense.
Get off my phone. Best Show.
Oh, hi. This is Jessica from Ithaca.
Jessica from Ithaca. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. Got a bit of a cold.
Well, I had one last week. You got one this week.
No.
So do you have someone for the list, Jessica?
I do. Actually, I was calling in to say Skip Bayless, but you got him right off the bat.
Skip Bayless went early.
So I'm going to say my other least favorite former ESPN sports personality, Colin Cowherd.
I knew you were going to say Colin Cowherd. Colin Cowherd. 38.
All right, fair enough.
That's very good. Thanks, Jessica. Phone lines are lit. I got to keep this rolling.
Got to keep it rolling.
You feel better.
Thanks.
The Blowhard 100. We are assembling a list of the top 100 blowhards. Here, I want to add one, Mike. Chuck Woolery. Should he be on? Let's add a big one. I'm adding a big one right off the top. Mike Francesa. 3. right? Is three too low for him? Three's pretty solid. We might slide him up more. Yeah. Father John Misty, someone saying on Twitter. I put him at 58. Father John Misty, put him on. 58. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Violet in Greenpoint.
Violet in Greenpoint. What's going on tonight, Violet?
Oh, just enjoying the weather. I have a couple for the topic.
It's nice weather. Are you going over to Judy Rosen's pop-up shop?
Yes.
Are you going to go?
I will.
She's selling her jeans. She doesn't do that often, but she's got a pop-up shop in Brooklyn now. Go check it out. So who do you have for the list?
Well, I know you're sort of trying to avoid political people, but he's so egregious. I think it would be kind of inappropriate not to include him. Michael Moore?
Yeah, he's a blowhard. I'm putting it. Because he's a filmmaker also.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him in person last year at the New York Film Festival with a big crowd of, like, limousine liberals, and he came out in his lousy T-shirt and his sneakers and his trucker hat, and he did, like, this whole shtick in front of them, and they just loved it, and it was just appalling to me as someone who is, like, a liberal from the Midwest. It was just, like, gross.
Michael Moore, 44! Who else do you have?
Oh, well, maybe insert a little bit of pathos and include Ricky Gervais. He's pretty awesome.
Yes, Ricky Gervais. And I want to just say, you know who came up with this topic? Was my friend Sparky Pop came up with this topic. Marsha, who does stuff for the website and helps me, has helped with web stuff. She does all the mailings and all the stuff for so many years. Marsha came up with this topic. Thank you, Marsha, my friend.
It's a great topic.
It is, and she's a great person. So who else was that now? You said Ricky Gervais?
Yes.
Ricky Gervais. 12. Maybe higher. He might move up. That one might have some mobility.
Yeah.
Good one. All right.
I have one last one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Stephen A. Smith.
I get what you're saying. I almost am torn to not have it be just sports people, but I'm going to put Stephen A. Smith at 72.
He was right about Kevin Durant, but really that's the last thing I remember him being correct about.
Yes. All right. Thank you for the call. Great call.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Best show.
Hi, I have one topic.
What do you got?
I have Bono.
Bono. Is he really a blowhard?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm asking. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it too, because he's like, I don't know, there's a lot to it, but I mean, maybe Bob Geldof, if not Bono.
But they're not current blowhard threats, are they?
Huh?
Who's a current blowhard?
How about Curt Schilling?
Who now?
Curt Schilling, the pitcher.
But he's an announcer. He sucks. But is he a blowhard?
I feel like he's opinionated. I don't know if he's like...
That's what I mean. People can have opinions that are different than yours. It doesn't mean they're a blowhard.
Good point.
Look, Alec Baldwin should be on this list. Right?
Alec Baldwin, did you say?
Alec Baldwin. Should be
Bill Walton?
Who? Bill Walton?
Yeah.
Does he even announce anymore?
I don't know. I think he has a radio.
Get off my phone! Best show.
Hey, I've got one for the topic.
What do you got for me?
I feel like you have to play Mike Love's Pretty High.
Mike Love, after that book Mike Love just put out? Yeah, he's a blowhard. Yeah. 12.
Yes.
With Mike Love. What's that?
I said yes.
Ricky Gervais is 12. Mike Love, 30. There you go. Thanks, kid. Best show.
Hey, Tom, this is Ryan from Minneapolis.
Ryan from Minneapolis. You say it like I know you. Do I know you?
Oh, no, you do not, no. Just wanted to speak to you, really.
Well, I appreciate it. You're to the point and efficient, and to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Ryan?
I will, two for the topic. One, very quickly, Billy Corgan.
I don't know. Is he a blowhard, though? He's got opinions, and he's a wackadoo.
That's very true.
But it feels like he's still like searching for answers as much as he's not talking from on high. I feel like he's still looking for things. Does that make sense?
Could be. Okay. Second, other one. Anyone who thinks Rasheed Wallace is a blowhard.
Oh yeah, well that goes without saying. Rasheed Wallace rules. Who would think he's a blowhard?
People have strong opinions negatively about Sheed, and
they can jump in a lake. They can definitely jump in a lake. Yeah,
agreed.
I love it, bro.
All right, take care, sweetie.
Andy Kindler is nominating. Who's he doing here? Oh, what a big shocker! I guess water is wet, and Andy Kindler said Ricky Gervais. There you go. Guess. Andy, come on, Andy. Throw us a curveball, Andy. Throw us a curveball, Andy. Throw me a curveball, Kindler. Best show.
All right. I got a couple for you.
And well, hold on. What's your name?
My name's John.
It's what?
John.
John. Where are you calling from, John?
I'm calling from Philly.
Okay. Well, you sound like a tough guy?
Am I a tough guy? No, I'm just saying I got a couple for you.
Fair amount of toed, bro. Click it down a notch. Click it down. Say to
whoa.
No, you don't say whoa to me, bro.
Come on, I'm trying to have a conversation here.
Yeah, and I'm trying to tell you.
You're attacking me.
Click the toed down. You got so much toed you don't even know it.
Oh my gosh. Alright. Are we going to get to the list?
Okay, we're never going to get to the list if you don't click the toed down, bro.
All right, I'll take it down.
This is what I want you to say. Okay, let's both breathe for 5 seconds. Don't say a thing.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
You said something. I said, don't say anything for 5 seconds starting now. Go ahead.
Okay.
That was 4 seconds. But we'll pick it up. John?
Right.
I would like you, before you give me the thing, I'd like to say, I would like you to start over and say, we'll start this call over and we'll both be more cordial to each other. How about that?
Okay. All right. We'll start clean slate.
Best show.
Hi, this is John from Philly. I got a couple for the list.
This is John from Philly. How are you tonight, Tom? Let's try that on. Best show.
All right.
Hello, best show.
Hi, this is John from Philly. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
I was doing pretty good until this guy was being a huge jerk to me.
Number four on the list, John from Philly. Number four, John from Philly. And write that one in pen. John from Philly. You're a disgrace to Philadelphia. You hear that, John? You're a disgrace. You shame the fine people of Philadelphia. They get lumped in with tough guys like you all the time, and they don't like it anymore. They're sick of it. They're sick of you tough guys. Besha.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Phil from Atlanta.
Phil from Atlanta, it's great to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate that. Got one for the topic for you.
Who do you have?
John Taffer from Bar Rescue.
No, he is a blowhard.
No question.
This is every episode of Bar Rescue. Find a bar. He watches with his team, right? He's not even in there at first. He's like watching on a little TV screen. And they're just like, yeah, the lines, the leads. What do they call them, the leads, Mike? The lines. The lines are filthy. The lines are filthy. And they're always moaning about that rubber mat on the, that rubber mat behind the bar, how wet it is underneath it. And then he comes in, this guy, this bully, comes in. Look at this place. This is disgusting. Look at this glass. This is filthy. And then his big idea. They always like rebrand the bar. Right? They always rebrand it. It's the dumbest idea. I'm sure so many of these places have gone under. Like if John Taffer, how do you say it?
It's T-A-F-F-E-R. I'm guessing that's how you pronounce it.
Picture this. Bar Rescue goes to Mass's, right? They go to Bayon. Now, for people who don't know, Mass's Tavern is a bar in Bayon, New Jersey that AP Mike works at. On occasion, he's there. And Mike is actually selling these Mass's shirts over at apmike.bandcamp.com, which I got in with 1 minute to go, first hour. I'm not paying the fine. You hear that, Mike? It's 9:59. I said it. You cannot fine me. And Mike sells these shirts over at apmike.bandcamp.com. It's a nice bar. It's a small place. I know we build it up to be as if it's some hole in the wall, but it's just a small, amenable local bar. It's very nice. I've been there a couple times. I've stuck my head in. John Taffer shows up at Mass's. He comes in. Look at this glass. AP Mike's behind the bar. How are you, John? Hey, it's John Taffer. Taffer, how are you? How am I? I'm not good at all. Look at this glass. It's filthy. You want me to drink out of this glass? I could get sick. Someone could get sick and die. Then his big idea. Then he goes, if the bar has a kitchen, he's always back. Can I just say this with these shows? You know you're leaving like rotting meat in there in the freezer to just be like to make the show go better. You know that's what you no one has the rot. Make sure you know the producers call up, they're like, hey, we're gonna be in tomorrow. We just wanna make sure you guys have the rotting meat in the we're gonna need you to turn the temperature of the meat locker up to 44 degrees. And we're going to need you to put a whole bunch of unattended rotting meat in there. If you don't have any, we'll send some over. And then he yells at you for a while. Then he rebrands it. And then they show up. They're like, he's like, all right, everyone. Turn around. Like if he was doing Bayon Mass's, he'd turn around and be like, you turn around and you look at this place. And everyone turns around, and it's called, like, the end zone. And then you'd go in, and there'd be 40 TVs on the wall. This is a sports pub now. It's a sports pub. Just the way you always wanted, a sports pub. He turns everything into a sports pub, And that other dunce, the cook with the Rod Stewart head, what's his name? Gordon Ramsay.
That I don't know. Yeah.
He turns out, this is his solution to everything. I fix everything. We're going to sell a burger. We simplify the menu. You got a burger. Now. And he's always like eating thing. Comes in. I'll have the macaroni and cheese balls. Takes a bite. This is disgusting. Get this out of here. This is disgusting. Of the calamari. He takes a bite. This is disgusting. Get this. Chef really made the most disgusting calamari. Like, we'll do a burger. Masses, they would train Mike at the End Zone Grill to be making some. This is called the Bayonne Blitz. It's the signature drink of Masses now. It's triple sec. Like some, in like, then the second John Taffer leaves, Mike just pours Michelob Light into a martini glass. Mike's like, yeah, this is the Bayonne Blitz now. I'm changing the ingredients a little bit. I'm changing the ingredients. Yeah, it's now Michelob Light in a martini glass.
You should see his website on the banner. He's got a picture of himself looking like Trump, and it says, John Taffer for president. Make America's bars great again. Ugh.
Put John Taffer at 67. You got that? What's that? Gordon Ramsay goes at 52. Great call, bro.
Thanks,
sweetie. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is James from Cleveland. I'm wondering if anyone has brought up Alex Jones yet.
Yes, he's on the list.
Okay. Separately, if I could really quick, the Oasis Brothers.
Are they blowhards, though, or just kooks?
You may be right. They are kooks. I've seen recently that they've been online calling each other potatoes.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, have a great night, Tom.
I might even take Alex Jones off this list.
Okay.
Why? What do you got a problem with, right? Keep me on the list. I'm on the best show list.
He seems like the kind of person that would take offense to being on any list.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'll keep him on. All right. You have a great night.
You too.
Night. Andy Kindler says spots 1 through 10 for Ricky Gervais is hilarious. Look, it is hilarious, Andy. I know. That's the curveball. He's saying Neil deGrasse Tyson. Anyone have thoughts about Neil deGrasse Tyson being on the list? I don't know. It seems like he just simplifies space. The thing I don't like that he does, the reason I would consider putting him on the list is because he'll always complain about the logic of a movie. He'll be like, well, you know, the Star Wars movie actually couldn't happen. Like, it's like, yeah, there's also no such thing as BB-8. Yeah, you know why it couldn't happen? Because it happened a long, long time ago. And, well, you know, the force of a Death Star actually would, it's like, put him at 80. Please. Gotta say please. Okay? Best show.
Hey, Tom. It's Listener T.
Listener T. Oh, my goodness. Now, this guy, for people who don't know, this is a long-time caller. Good guy. This is a good guy. Listener T.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well, I don't know. I missed some of the beginning of the show, so I'm not sure if anyone has suggested your own homegrown blowhard, Governor Chris Christie.
Is he a blowhard or a bully?
He's both.
Mike, is he a blowhard? He's on your list. He's on Mike's list. Where would you rank him, Mike? Mike would put him top 10. All right.
I would too, but I know that you're trying to eschew politics, but have you talked about the orange guy?
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
No, Chris, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Chris Christie, though, I think is...
This is more New Jersey-based than anything. Put Chris Christie at... Who's at number 11 again? Nobody. Chris Christie is now.
Excellent.
Sorry, Dudio. Sorry, Pat. Sorry, Mike. These three guys. Those are the Christie heads out there.
They're pretty deep into him. They were hoping for a team position after the transition. Is that what they're...
Well, no, they were hoping that they would go see Bruce Springsteen live, and their fantasy is that they'd get tight with Chris Christie, then they'd get up on stage and all of them would do Badlands. But then their goal is to kick Bruce Springsteen out of the E Street Band and have it be called Chris, Pat, Mike, and Dudio and the E Street Band.
Well, it's a dream. It's a legitimate dream.
And remember what they say. If you have a dream, and if you have a... Wait, no. If you... What is that? How you... Oh, I can't remember. Okay.
You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream,
that's right.
How are you going to make a dream come true?
Happy. I keep talking happy talk. Talking about the things you like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, then how you gonna have a dream come true? You know what the most amazing thing is? As I was singing that into an actual microphone, I was doing what? That's right.
The happy talk.
Holding a pen next to my face like it was a microphone as I actually sang into a microphone. That's literally what I just did.
Because you didn't have a hairbrush.
Because I didn't have a hairbrush. I held this pen as if it was a mic. And I held it in an angle the way someone like Brian Ferry would hold the mic. You should have seen me.
Very suave.
All right, listener T, thank you for the call.
It's nice to talk to you again, Tom.
I'll see you soon. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye. Best show.
You too. Bye.
Yo.
Hello.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Sean in Toronto.
Sean in Toronto.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah? How's life?
Not so good lately. Not so good.
Not so good? Why?
It's just not good. It's falling apart. Everything's falling apart, Sean.
Tell me what's falling apart. Tell the listeners what's falling apart.
I can't get into it right now. Some dreams. The dreams are off target. Dreams are dying. It happens. It happens, Sean. But I'm not complaining. I pick up. Dust myself off, and I keep going. That's all I do.
That's pretty wonderful of you, Tom. I hope I can be that way, too.
Well, that's sweet of you to say. Do you have something for the topic?
I do. I got a couple. I think the first one's pretty obvious. I was going to say Julian Assange.
Is he a blowhard? How is he a blowhard? Just teach me. Teach me.
I mean, he's utterly braggadocious about the influence of his organization and his value in global politics, a lot of which ends up falling short, as we saw with that wonderful Alex Jones video a couple weeks ago, being completely disappointed in him. I think he was going to go give a speech on the Ecuadorian embassy's balcony to, Londoners to make a massive announcement and then claim there was an assassination threat.
You guys are bumming me out. I'm trying to have fun here. I'm trying to have fun.
Have fun? Okay.
Get off my phone. Have fun? Yeah, fun. Have fun. Yeah. I'm trying. It's all you think it. It's hard keeping this show fun, guys. It's hard keeping it fun. It's hard keeping it fun. You don't like it? Go call Trevor Noah. I don't have to tell you. Go call his show. Best show.
How's it going, Tom?
It's going well. Oh, I know who this is. I recognize the voice. This guy.
What's up, man?
I'm well. For people who don't know, this is Fred. from Honolulu, Hi. Formerly of Honolulu, currently of New York City. How are you, Fred?
I'm all right, man. How are you living?
I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying.
I know.
Like I said, it's hard. It's hard.
I'm trying to hold you up, Tom.
I appreciate it, Fred. So what's going on, Chief?
I got a couple for the topic.
Let's hear. Who you got?
All right, here we go. Let me line them up.
Here we go.
Jim Rome is one.
Yeah, hold on. Jim Rome. You like Jim Rome, Mike? Jim Rome, put him at 76. Go ahead. Who else?
I got Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye West, 14.
14? Right on.
Well, no, look.
Yeah.
I love Kanye West. I loved all those records. Uh-huh. Up until that one where he didn't even know how to sample a King Crimson record correctly. He didn't even get the right part of it. 20th century, get side, man. He like, bam, bam. Like, he couldn't even do the right part. If he was going to do it, he should have sampled. You know what part he should have sampled? Would have been. That's what he should have done. But he didn't. Further, he should have
sampled. That's going to be the first and last time I hear of King Crimson right here.
He should have sampled. Sure. He should have sampled Cat Food by King Crimson if he knew what was good for him. But he didn't. Go ahead, Fred.
How about Charles Barkley? How do you feel about him?
He's not a blowhard.
Oh, okay.
What's he a blowhard about?
All right.
He's awesome. He's great.
All right.
He's an announcer. An announcer, like a guy who is on television to talk and give opinions, does have to give some opinions.
Sure. I'm not liking the All Lives Matter angle he's been taking.
Okay, well, you disagree with a specific thing. It doesn't mean it means you disagree with him. You're allowed to disagree with people in the world, everybody. You're allowed to disagree with people. It doesn't mean they're the enemy. They might be wrong and you might be right. But it doesn't... Look. Alec Baldwin. Right? Do I agree with him more often than not? Probably not. He's way too... to the right of where I'm at.
Have you seen that cab series yet?
So let me just hold on. Fred, I'm talking now. Just stop. Yeah, stop. I don't know. You probably all, God knows why you're so wired right now. I don't know. I don't know what the Adderall just kicked in or whatever.
Oh, no.
There were cheap street Adderall, Fred, cops. You know. Who's number two on the list? Well, Alec Baldwin is number two now. Alec Baldwin. And I like him. I like him. He's very funny. He's a blowhard, though. He's a blowhard who I disagree with on stuff and I agree with on stuff. But he's a blowhard. He'd probably admit he's a blowhard. Right? He's all right. You can like
New York dead.
You can like a blowhard. You can hate a blowhard. You can like somebody who's not a blowhard and hate somebody who's not a blowhard.
Mm-hmm.
Look, some people think you're a blowhard. I'm looking at Twitter right now.
Oh, I'm a blowhard. Most definitely.
I'm looking at Twitter right now. Here are some of the things people are saying. Ugh, not Fred again. Ugh, not Fred again. Fred sucks. Fred's the worst caller in the history of the show.
Fantastic.
I would take 10 Avalanche Bobs over one Fred. But what are other people saying?
Whoa! Yeah. You take the 9/11 truther over Fred Carlos.
Here's someone else saying, Fred is a fake. I know him from Honolulu. Hashtag
rich, really?
Hashtag rich kid. That's what somebody just said here. Hashtag rich kid.
Wow.
So look, there's people who don't like you, Fred.
That's fine. Oh, I love it when people don't like me, though.
Eh, you don't, though. You really don't.
I do.
I know you, because then you complain.
Fight against. It's fantastic.
There was a time when I don't think I'm doing any damage by putting this on the air. Where somebody had written a thing, a tweet saying I'm not a fan of Fred, so I read that to you, and then Fred 2 days later contacted me and asked if I could delete that moment from the show. And I disagreed with him. I said, Fred, I can't. And he asked me again. Then he offered me money. He offered me $1,800 to remove it from
Tom,
the
I'm
show.
I'm going to take away your blue check mark. I'm going to hit all my media contacts.
Oh, Fred, you gotta. So who else for this list, Fred? Who else?
That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Well, you know who's on my list of great people, Fred? You.
Oh, wow.
And you know who's on my list of sweethearts? You.
Wow. That's two lists.
You're awesome, Fred. You really are. Let go of some of this misplaced. Look, you were born on third base, Fred. Embrace it. You ever see a baseball player go back from third to second? No. That's what you're doing. You're trying to go home the wrong way. You're trying to go to third to second to first to home.
Mm-hmm.
Just go home.
Rounders.
Yeah. Just go home the way you went. And maybe it's time for you to also actually go home.
Are you telling me to go back where I came from?
I mean, I know where you came from is New Hampshire. I mean, I found out is you're actually from New Hampshire.
Wow.
And you moved to Hawaii when you were 17.
Yeah, the large Filipino community in New Hampshire. Or like the landed gentry.
And you moved to Honolulu when you were 17.
Mm-hmm.
And you lived there for 1.5 years. And then you were living for a while in Hilton Head, South Carolina. And then you went to Hawaii on vacation and to collect some money that was in a safe deposit box. And then you moved to New York once you got your hands on all that money that was in the safe deposit box.
Tom, I have a question for you.
What is it?
Do you think Bruce Springsteen could ever bait Chris Christie to coming on stage and then he would just slap him across the face? Like,
Could you imagine that moment where he's like, I know you're out there tonight, man. Come on up here. I know we've had our differences. Come on up here. Right? And then Chris Christie, like, he gets suddenly he would get, like, almost dizzy. Like I've been waiting for this moment forever. And then he gets up on stage, and then Bruce reaches his hand out to shake, and Chris Christie reaches his hand, and Bruce pulls his hand back and slaps him right across the face. And he goes, get off the stage. Right?
He could absolutely survive the fallout. He would go like quadruple platinum.
You think that would make Bruce Springsteen more popular?
Oh yeah. He would be reintroduced to a new generation. Like, who's that old dude who slapped Chris Christie across the face? He'd be bigger than Banksy.
Even bigger than Banksy? What? Because you know how kids just love Banksy, right? That's all kids talk about is Banksy. You know, they were really into Taylor Swift for a while, but then when they left her behind when they discovered Banksy, right? Those kids were listening.
Is he a blowhard? What do you consider Banksy?
Banksy, like, almost is a blowhard without talking. He might be the He might be the silent blowhard. Yeah, put him on the list. That's a great one, Fred. See, I knew we'd get something decent out of this call if I kept pounding away. I knew I could pull something out of it.
I pulled a single.
No, you got hit by a pitch. That's what happened. You got hit by a pitch.
I crowded the plate with my bulk.
Fred, whatever gets you on base is all that matters. You're on base, buddy. You did it. Put Banksy at number 90, please.
Hey, Tom, are you available next week? Can I come next week?
Yeah, come on by next week, Fred.
All right.
God help me.
Fantastic.
Yes. All right, buddy.
Have a good night, man.
You have a great night. Bye. Next week, I can already hear Dudio and Mike and Pat trying to figure out how to get out of coming to next week's show. Because they don't want Fred, fancy Fred. Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Charlie in D.C.
Charlie in D.C. What's up, Charlie?
I got a couple for the topic tonight.
What do you got?
So this is kind of a hometown thing. He'd be low on the list, but I got to say, I think Henry Rollins has become a blowhard.
I think he might be a lovable blowhard. Again, it doesn't
absolute,
mean it doesn't mean
absolutely
it's a bad
lovable.
Thing. Yeah. Put Rollins at 93.
I saw some interview that Pharrell Williams did with him once in one of those kind of internet video chains where you just watch all the interviews at once.
Uh-huh.
And Rollins said, within 10 years, there's not going to be war anymore. People are going to get it. Like, he's just so sure.
He's just so sure there's not going to be war anymore. And this is the guy who sang My War.
Exactly.
My War! Remember that song?
Not firsthand, but yeah.
Oh, get off my phone. You know what? You're not one of us. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Sean in Los Angeles.
Sean in Los Angeles. Well, what part of Los Angeles, Sean?
Right now, I'm sitting at work in Echo Park, but I live in Los Feliz.
You're in Echo Park. What are you near? What are you near in Echo Park?
Pretty close to Dodger Stadium right now.
What do you got, bro?
First off, I want to say I love this topic.
Yes.
It's great. You came up with it, and I also
Marcia came up with it. Sparky Pop, you thank her.
Oh, I will definitely thank her.
Yes. Do I know you, Sean? Have I met you, Sean?
No, we've never met before.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you got, Chief?
This is kind of a controversial one, but one of my favorite film actors, but back in the 90s, Charles Grodin, when he had his own show.
Yeah, he was pretty much a blowhard. But he might be an ex-blowhard now. You don't hear a whole lot from him anymore.
No, you don't. In fact, it seems like he hides away from everybody.
He does. He seems like he's in a semi-retirement. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. So it was cool to see him on, I guess, on Louis for a sec.
He was on Louis. He played a doctor. Remember when the announcers on Louis, remember when FX would always have like a different announcer for every type of show? Be like, coming up on Sons of Anarchy. Like a tough. And then Louis was like, tonight on Louis. Like it was supposed to be like some like, what, a guy operating a crane or something at a construction site?
Yeah, they did the same thing for Sons of Anarchy, right? Like, tonight on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, which is just what I literally said. Get off my phone. Pay attention. Best show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Vinny.
Vinny, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan.
Vinny in Manhattan. What's going on, Vinny?
Not much. I'm watching some preseason basketball.
Who's playing?
It's the Clippers and the Kings.
The Clippers and the Kings. How does Boogie Cousins look tonight?
To be honest, I just turned the TV on and this is what was on.
Okay. I almost hung up on you, but go ahead.
I've got a couple for the topic.
What do you got?
I think Howard Stern is a pretty tremendous blowhard.
Did you hear I got mentioned on Howard Stern today?
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, my God. In what context?
Sarah Jessica Parker mentioned me.
Oh, my God.
That nuts, right?
I'm going to have to renew my Sirius subscription just to listen to that.
I didn't know who I was. She said...
She didn't know who you were?
No, she knew who I was. What, do you think she doesn't know who I am? How dare you?
I'm sorry.
She knew who I was. She asked if he did, and he was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
He had no,
no, that's why he's a blowhard.
That's, look, it's fine. Was he supposed to be here listening?
I'm sorry?
Was he supposed to be listening to this show? He don't have to listen. He did it.
I mean, he's got $1 billion, so...
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's not listening.
Yeah, I'm guessing, too. That's fine.
Can I give you one more?
Yeah, what do you got?
I think Bill Belichick is a pretty huge blowhard as well.
That's interesting, because Bill Belichick, coach of the New England Patriots, the team responsible for dudes with binoculars staring at the field and guys with gas station air things in the locker room that they fill the footballs with the air and they put helium in one football and it just kept flying when the guy had to kick it. Remember for the extra point, they brought that one football out and it went across through the goalpost and kept going up?
Right, yeah, it went right directly out of the stadium.
It just kept going up, up, up. But he doesn't talk a whole lot. This is like Bill Belichick. Just let's recreate a Bill Belichick press conference right now. I'll be Bill Belichick and you be a reporter. Ask me a question about the game.
Hey, how did you feel about Tom Brady's performance tonight?
He did what he always does. he comes and plays football.
And you want to tell us anything about Gronk's potential knee injury?
Next question. Nothing to say about the next question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he would say, like, nope, we're on to Cincinnati.
He would always settle on one thing like that, yeah. So you think...
He would say, like, oh, for one question, he'll say, look, I'm focused on next week. And then the next question, he'll say, look, I'm focused on the game we just
played. You think in terms, because he doesn't say anything, it makes him a blowhard. You, sir, are completely right. He goes in at 23?
That seems like pretty good.
Yeah.
So can I would say, incidentally, Greg Popovich, kind of similar,
Press conference style,
but not a blowhard.
No, Greg Popovich is hilarious.
Greg Popovich is amazing.
Now, for people who don't know, Greg Popovich, he's the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, and he's this guy who, he's a weird looking, he doesn't look like a basketball coach.
No.
He looks like a guy who would, and again, this is nothing against the people of Bayonne. He looks like a guy who would run into masses and say, Mike, you got to hide me, is what Greg Popovich looks like.
What's the name of the other bar that Mike is bartending at now?
I don't know. Look, what is this, an infomercial for Mike? It's bad enough I got to say apmike.bandcamp.com every time. Yeah. But Greg Popovich looks like a guy who would run into masses and say, beg Mike to hide him.
To hide him? Yeah.
Yeah, hide me. They're coming, Mike. Or he would go into masses and run and he'd say, Mike, hide this bag. Don't look inside of it. Whatever you do, don't look inside of it. And he would, like, run out the side door.
Yeah, I think that's, like, pretty accurate. Greg Popovich is... like a basketball coach who is also a guy on the run.
So this guy
during the off season.
There's a guy saying here that he's a that Bill Belichick is a curmudgeon, not a blowhard. No, he's a blowhard. He's in his own way. He's so pompous to not talk and to not use words.
Right.
Makes him a blowhard.
He's on that level with Banksy in terms of silent blowhards.
Yes.
Or semi-silent blowhards.
The rare silent blowhard. Thanks, bro. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Tom. That's
best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Billy B. out in Newbridge Heights.
Billy D?
B.
Billy
as in,
B.
As in bazooka.
Billy B.
Or Barbarella.
Okay, but you're...
I guess it could be any B, actually.
But your last name is not Barbarella or Bazooka, is it?
No.
Okay, what's up?
I don't think my last name's really any of your business.
Well, it's not, but you're the one who had to give me an initial like that.
Well, you know, there's a grand history of people that just have a first name and a last initial. Like...
Mike D.
Mickey D. Mickey D, the hamburger chain, and also the drummer for Motorhead.
And the guy from...
Although his was D-E-E. I have to admit.
Sure.
Oof, this is falling apart.
No, it's not. It's not, Billy. Welcome.
I should go.
No, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Get off of your phone,
no,
Billy
don't,
B.
No, Billy, don't say that, Billy B. Do you have... do you have something?
I'm just having a good time tonight, having a couple beers.
You having a couple cold ones?
I am, yes. So, this Howard Stern thing is pretty nuts, right?
Yes, I got mentioned today on Howard Stern.
My God, it's crazy. You must have been sitting on guacamole when you heard that, right?
I was not sitting... I don't know what that means, but... No, I wasn't.
Okie doke. Fair enough.
Yeah, no, but it's very flattering, very exciting.
Is it true what he called you?
Well, I didn't hear it, actually.
I didn't hear it either. I'm just riffing.
Oh, so you're just trying to make up a...
I was trying to get your goad.
Mm-hmm. To get my what?
Your goad.
My goat.
What?
What is a... I don't know what get your goad is.
Oh, I always figured it was an acronym for something. G-O-A-D.
I don't think it's an acronym.
Should we Google that?
I'm not going to, no. I'm going to...
Oh. Here's what I want to talk about first.
What's that?
I have my web browser open to this. They released the nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today.
Really?
Yes. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Real quick rundown. Let me see here. Bad Brains, Chaka Khan, Chic, Depeche Mode, ELO, the band that was incredibly cool when I was in junior high school, but now seems to be everyone's favorite band. The Jay Giles Band.
Wait, who is the band? Who is that band? That was
ELO.
ELO. Oh, that's right. When suddenly it was like...
Everyone's favorite band now.
I'm at the ELO show right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
I think you and I were the only people that weren't there. On Earth. Just like you and I are probably the only people not running multi-marathons every day. So, who else we got here? Jane's Addiction, Janet Jackson, Joan Baez, Joe Tex, Journey, Kraftwerk, MC5, Pearl Jam, Steppenwolf.
There's no way Pearl Jam gets in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way it happens.
Oh, I don't know. Steppenwolf, The Cars, Zombies, Tupac Shakur, and Yes.
I was joking with Pearl Jam.
I know.
They might as well already be in. They might. They probably already have the exhibit set up for them.
They do. And I assume Tom Morello is going to induct Pearl Jam because modern rock's only other articulate artist is the singer for Pearl Jam.
So you think Tom Morello will induct Pearl Jam into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Eddie Vedder can't induct his own band, can he? There's only two of those guys out there.
I could, he might try, though. He might be the first to try.
He might.
I really want to welcome these next guys to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They really belong there. And then he goes, let's hear it for Pearl Jam. And then he like just slides to the other side of the mic.
He just takes his jacket off, his corduroy jacket. Starts singing. I'm very excited about this because, and I'll tell you, I can't be the only one out there who wants to see Neil Sean, HR, Magic Dick, Rod Argent, Greg Hawks, John Anderson, Wayne Kramer, and Joan Baez getting down on a group jam 20-minute grand finale of Autobahn, right? It's got to happen.
That would be the greatest thing. So who? So that'd be like HR from Bad Brains.
Yep.
He'd be wanting to play a super fast version of Autobot or a slower version.
Oh, slower than you can imagine. He doesn't like fast music anymore.
Okay, so he'd want to slow Autobahn down.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, yeah, that would be, I would love to see that, especially if Magic Dick could just blow that mouth organ.
Blow. Hey, can we keep this PG?
Well, no, that's what he plays, a mouth organ.
Will you stop saying that? Shh, please.
That's what you call a harmonica.
Oh, I thought you were talking about it.
No.
Sex.
No, I wasn't. I had to bleep all that, by the way.
All of it?
All of it.
Even when I said...
Yeah, I had to bleep all...
All of them, geez, well.
It's all gone.
It's all gone.
Sorry.
Hey, speaking of Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
And legendary German bands.
Mm-hmm.
I'd kill to get my hands on that Kansas LP that guy in Dusseldorf found today. Did you see this?
No. A rare record?
Yeah.
What is it?
Kansas.
I don't know Kansas.
You know about Kansas?
I don't. Should I?
Yes. Well, it was this very short-lived supergroup consisting of Damo Suzuki and Malcolm Mooney from Can, Ron Tutt, Elvis Presley, and James Burton from the TCB band also. It was a great band. C-A-N-V-I-S.
Hold on. Canvas, not C-A-N-V-A-S.
No.
Canvas, like Elvis?
Yes.
So it's guys from Can and Elvis Presley's band?
Yeah.
Including Elvis.
Elvis Presley and James Burton.
I've never heard of Canvas. So what would that even be?
Well, you know, it had that kind of, you know, krautrocky sort of thing. Wait, is it krautrock or crowdrock?
It's kraut.
Let me Google this. Hang on. No, you're right, it is. I thought it was crowd rock because, you know, people would come to see it.
But that would be all rock people.
That's true.
Yeah. So all rock.
And you're taking me to rock school tonight.
Well, sometimes you gotta sit back and learn.
Oh, shut up!
What?
You're the one who didn't know about Canvas.
You're right, Billy B. I didn't know about Canvas. So maybe I did a little learning myself tonight.
Maybe.
Also.
Well, I'll take you to school right now.
Okay.
It was a very short-lived thing because Colonel Todd Parker, you know, Elvis's manager?
Tom Parker.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, let's Google this.
No, please stop Googling.
No, you're right. It is Tom. Anyway, he went ballistic when he heard how uncommercial Das Klondike was. The lead-off single.
What was it?
Das Klombach.
Das Klombach.
I'm not sure if it was Das Klombake or Das Klombach, however they say it in German.
Das Klombach.
Das Klombach.
I did not. I've never heard.
It is Klombach because it has an umlaut over the A, second A.
So it was kind of like clam bake, but yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So Colonel Tom Parker had all the copies pulled.
Of the album.
Even the ones that had already been sold.
How do you pull things that are sold?
Well, he was literally going to people's houses and rifling through their record collections in the middle of the night until he found the album he was looking for. And then he'd rifle through their refrigerators until he found the snacks he was looking for. And then he'd stay for like an hour or so.
So he would break into their house.
That's correct.
Steal the album back.
Yeah.
And then also help himself to some snacks.
Oh, yeah. He was known to actually, like, throw things on the stove and, you know, bring out the pots and pans and things and, you know, do some crock pot cooking as well. He was there for a long time.
But he got all the copies of Canvas back?
He did. He got them all back, and then he had them all melted.
So that's why it's such a rare record.
That's true, and that's why he was also the owner of the world's largest Sunday bowl.
Because of all the, that's what he made with the.
That's what he had them melted into, yeah.
He melted all the canvas albums into an enormous sundae bowl.
He sure did, Tom.
Well, you learn something new every day, Billy.
We're teaching each other.
I guess that's how life works sometimes. Sometimes you're the teacher and sometimes you're the student.
Sounds like someone's been watching some kung fu.
Well, I've been listening to a lot of The Police, actually.
Oh, what album?
Synchronicity.
Ooh, Miss Gridenko. That's the best song on that record. Followed by Oh My God.
Mm-hmm.
There's other songs on that record, too, I think.
I think there are a few other songs on it, yes.
Might be.
Uh-huh.
One of the few albums that was a number one album where all the players wore shorts during the recording of it.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Hey, let's go back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sure.
You know, I love when you do those cool impressions.
Okay. Well,
it's
thank
coming
you.
Up on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the best possible birthday present would be you doing Joe Namath inducting Yes. Please.
You want me to do an impression of if Joe Namath.
Yes.
Football legend Joe Namath.
Yes.
Was inducting Yes into the
yes,
Rock and Roll
please.
Hall of Fame.
All of them.
Okay, let's see. It would probably go something like this. I'll do this. I'll try. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a thrill. When I was on my Super Bowl run, I would listen to Time in a Word. And Starship Trooper was one of the favorite songs I would play before each game. With the football Jets, let's all have a huge hand and welcome the band that brought us close to the edge. Tales from topographic oceans. Going for the one. Drama. The big generator. Union. Tormato.
Say Tormato again, please.
Tormato. And let's have a hand for John Anderson, Trevor Rabin, Steve Howe, Alan White, Jeff Downs, Trevor Horn, Tony Kaye, Rick Wakeman. Let me think who else.
Chris Squire.
And, of course, this band would not be here. They are one soldier down. The great Chris Squire passed away earlier this year and could not be in attendance, obviously. So we send out our loving wishes to his family. Let's all have a huge hand for the Fish.
I loved it. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday, Billy.
Thank you. Hey, speaking of this topic, have you heard this thing where the Jam can't get in the Hall of Fame because they exceeded the number of times an act can refer to takeaway curry?
Wait, what was that?
I think they have exceeded the number of times an act can refer to takeaway curry in a song or in their songs, so they have been disqualified from the Hall of Fame.
So they can't get it because they've exceeded whatever the maximum
yes.
amount of references is.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess I didn't know there were that many regulations to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There are so many, yeah.
Well.
Hey, touching on tonight's topic.
Yeah, what's the Blowhard 100?
I hope this hasn't been mentioned yet, but you know who I think's a bit of a blowhard?
Who's that?
And I know I'm probably in the minority here.
Okay.
Frank Zappa.
Yeah, Frank Zappa. He is not on the list. Wait, what makes you think he's a blowhard?
Well, I watched that movie on Netflix, you know, that came out over the summer. And he's a bit, dare I say, I don't know, condescending?
Like, how so?
Well, like, he kind of talks like literally everyone who's listening is really beneath him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody.
Like, if you're hearing this.
If you're within the sound of his voice, he's your master. And basically, his music is basically saying that the listener is stupid.
Okay, like, it's implicit in his music that if you're not me hearing this.
Yes.
You probably don't understand this.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, he has written a lot of great songs, though.
Like what?
Well, like, off the top of my head, Minnie and Marvin's Marvelous Milquetoast Fandango, Three Cheers for Professor Rodrigo's Manure-Powered Helicopter, Half-Rabbit Water Moccasins and Pink Daffodils for Brunch, Parts 4 through 7, a 500-page list of people I'm smarter than. What else is there? Oh, The Ballad of Stong Dugat, Sweden's Pervert King of Doo-Wop. Who Stole Uncle Remus's Peanut Butter? What else? Todd Rundgren thinks he's a genius, but his music appeals to teenagers and lower life forms. And, of course, Jazz Fart.
Well, those are well-crafted...
Long songs.
Long songs. So... You feel like he would make this blowhard list.
I do. Especially that one song of his. It's called... Have you heard that song?
Wait. I thought you were thinking of the title. What is it?
No. No, it's called...
Wait, that's the song.
Yeah. It's like... Basically, him being frustrated with the listener for 10 minutes.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, it's on Flaccid Bebop Excursions.
I don't know it. Wow. I didn't know there was a song that's just an exasperated sigh.
It is. Yeah, it's really long, too. Oh, hang on. Okay. Look, Tom, speaking of blowhards.
Yeah?
My step-uncle has been hovering over my shoulder this whole time.
Okay.
And he has something he wants to say to you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. T is for the truth you shower upon us. R is for Republican values pure. U is for unanimous uncontested victory. M is for the millions bowing down to you. P is for presidential class and dignity. Trump! Trump! America's favorite president! Trump! Trump! The best we'll ever have!
Wait.
Hi, Tom.
Is this Zachary Brimstead, Esquire?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I have not spoken to you in so long.
So long.
Well, that was a stirring... Was that an endorsement from you?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
You know, when President Trump assumes his throne, I'm going to be Minister of Barbershop.
I don't know if there's any minister of anything in our government.
Oh, well, there's going to be, and I'm going to be the head of the Barber Gestapo.
Oh, great. The Barber Gestapo.
You better watch out, because me and my brown cummerbunds are going to rule with an iron pitch pipe.
Oh, no.
So look out, you MFing BF.
Charming. That's so charming. Haven't heard from him in so long, Zachary Brimstead. Oh, my. You know who else I haven't heard from in so long? But I'm ready to hear from right now. Destroyer! Be perfect, right? How's it going out there, Mike? Good? It's the best show. My name's Tom. Oh, my goodness. I am here with you. That was just Destroyer. Times Square from the album Poison Season came out last year. And that was on Merge. That was not... I did not mean that. Merge was nice enough to advertise. That was not... Isn't that Alan Freed? I played it because I... can't win. I can't win. It's almost over, Tom. This is it. It's a home stretch. It's almost over. Hang in there, buddy. It's almost done. You can almost say goodbye to all of it. Then there'll be no more. No more. It'll all be done. All the frustration and the rejection and the never mind. I'm not talking about it on the air. Yes, but the Destroyer. Love it. Dan Behar is one of my favorites. I was going to drive and go see him do shows. He was in Baltimore. I was going to go down and see it, and I couldn't. I was sick. What can you do? Right? What can you do? I'm being told to go to the hotline. Mike said go to the hotline. Best show, hotline.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Oh, no. Is this Hulk Hogan?
Oh, no. Hey, what's up there, brother?
What's up, Mr. Hogan? How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Going to play Hong Kong tonight.
Hong Kong to... No, this is not Hulk Hogan. Who is this? Oh, I know who that is. This is Kurt Vile.
It's KV to you, brother. Brother.
KV. How... Kurt Vile! KV, where are you?
I am in Hong Kong. Me and Hulk Hogan are here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm with the Violators. Let's, like, ruin a bad joke as, you know, let's beat a bad joke, you know, right down to the ground here. But, no, I'm in Hong Kong. I've been in Asia, and I was listening to you, and I just heard Worcester. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys all day.
Yep. Well, here we are, bro. What's up, KV?
Yeah.
KV, Kurt Vile, rock star. The guy responsible for songs like, I don't know, what's the song you do? I can't remember.
In My Time, Brother.
In My Time, that's right.
That's your favorite.
Yeah, that is one of my favorites. But I think my favorite of all the ones is, You Got a Best Friend, Don't Know How. You Got a Best Friend Now.
Oh, right? Yeah, that song's cute.
That's a good song.
That song is a... No, I know. You know, that song's really old. That's like I was 24 years old. That's like my first pop hit. And then flash forward to whenever I put out that EP. I put it out way later in life.
Square
Shells.
Sorry,
that was like 2004 that I...
Yes. That song's called Ocean City. That's a good song. But they're all good. You're so talented, KV.
You're talented. Wow. But, hey...
Yes?
I wanted to ask if... Mike, is Mike still drinking Coors?
Mike? Kurt Vile wants to know if you're still drinking Coors. He's drinking one right now, Kurt.
Okay, well, forgive me if he doesn't know this. I hope you don't know this, but does he know that some people call that Colorado Kool-Aid?
Did you know that, Mike? That some people call Coors Colorado Kool-Aid? Mike did know that, Kurt. Mike,
did he ever hear that song? Ever hear that song by Johnny Paycheck, Colorado Kool-Aid?
Mike, he says no. He is not. He has never heard the song Colorado Kool-Aid by Johnny Paycheck. The only Johnny Paycheck.
Both got to listen to it because it's like basically he backed up George Jones, but he's like George Jones if George Jones was smart, right? And he has this introduction. He's like, well, I was
sitting in a bar in Houston, Texas, drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking with some Mexicans. And we was, what's that? You don't know what Colorado Kool-Aid is? Well? And then he's like, it's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire, make your kidney scream. I don't know. And then the song proceeds to his Mexican friend. Somebody tries to get tough with his Mexican friend. Mm-hmm. And then the guy spits in his ear, and then he slices off his ear with a switchblade. But the whole thing's spoken word, but it's pretty funny. So and I think he should...
What's the song called? Colorado Kool-Aid?
Yeah, by Johnny Paycheck. But it's really... The intro is the funniest part, because he's like... He's sort of like, say what? I don't know.
Well, Kurt, I'm going to check it out. Mike actually just left. He's walking to a record store right now. He said he's walking to go to Tower Records. And I'm trying to tell him Tower Records doesn't exist anymore. What's that? He said the country music is on the third floor. I think he might find himself in some major MLB man cave or whatever that thing is over there.
Yeah. He should just check it out on YouTube, like the rest of us idiots.
Mike, he's gone already, Kurt. I'm sorry. He left. He's walking through the Holland Tunnel right now. Now, Kurt, how long are you on tour for?
We did Japan, three Japans, and then we did some China, which it's all pretty crazy because I was going to, like, lie and be like, oh, we're huge here, but we're actually not. This is the first time we've ever been here. So, like, the crowds are pretty cool but pretty small, but, yeah, like, China, we played Shanghai, Beijing, and now we're in Hong Kong, which is an incredible city, and then I'm actually going to do one show after tonight in Hong Kong in Honolulu. I just heard that Fred called, so just to tie that in there as well, and then I'm done.
That's awesome.
That's over for me.
Then does that wrap up the tour for Believe I'm Going Down?
Yeah, totally. Actually, the Violators are breaking up. We broke up. I'm doing these next two shows solo, actually, because I flew them home. So
you flew them home. What if you got Jell-O Man to join you there on the?
Oh, great!
What?
Well, actually, that was going to be my. I had an idea for your blowhard list.
Yeah. Jell-O Man.
Ready?
Yeah.
Jell-O Man.
Jell-O Man. You know what? Mike, you're insane. Who's running the list out there since Dudio left? Pat is. Pat, put Jell-O Man. Where's a good spot for Jell-O Man? Middle third. Yeah, 41. Jell-O Man's at 41 on the blowhard list.
Sweet.
That's for you, KV. Well, look, bro, I miss you, and I know you'll be home soon, and you travel safe, and I guess you'll be doing auditions for the reconstituted Violators?
Yeah. Can you give me a commercial in Hulk Hogan's voice about it real quick, and then I'll let you go.
Look here, brother. Kurt Vile's one of the top rock stars out of Philly. You listen to me. You want to be a Violator, brother? You want to be a Violator? You head down to Philly. Bring your instrument. You meet him at Johnny Brenda's, brother. He'll be in the back room auditioning people all night long. December 19th, Kurt Vile putting a new Violators together, brother.
You are stone cold hard rock and roll, brother. You got it, brother. Kurt Vile and Violator, brother.
You look here. Kurt Vile, he's making music in the stratosphere, the ionosphere.
KV, I love you, buddy.
Love you, too. I'll talk to you soon, bro.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right. Bye. Late.
You like that, Mike? This is where the show happens. You think these other shows get Kurt Vile just call in? You think he's calling into, I don't even know what the other name of another podcast is. I don't even know. What? Help? Isn't there something? Help, help. It's an emergency. What is that? I don't know. What's that one called? Serial. That's right. Think he's calling into Serial? No, I don't think so. Serial. Never heard a minute of it. Never will. Sorry, man. I got too much to do. I'm listening to the Scientist. I'm listening to the Scientist box set. I ain't got time to listen to Serial. Whatever that is. Right? A murderer. I mean, no. I swear I don't know. If I had to guess what Serial's about, it's got like a murderer tells people how to get away with crimes or something. Is that what it is? And it's the guy from the other thing? The Burpin guy? What is his name again? Durst? Fred Durst. Robert Durst. I never saw none of that stuff. I ain't got no time for it. I'm too busy listening to Scientists. You like the Scientist, Mike? You don't know him. Yeah, you don't know. He's going to say like some thing that wants a swampland. You don't know him, Mike. Go get the box set. He burned a CD. Kim Salmon. Yeah, that's right. You hear that, Kim? Don't worry. Mike ripped your CD. Class act all the way down the line. Best show.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Is this Tom?
It is. Oh, I don't know who this is. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. It's Judy Rosen.
Hi, Tom.
It's Gene superstar Judy Rosen, the Gene Genie.
According to you, yes.
Now, you, Judy Rosen, you're known for making these jeans, these blue jeans.
True.
And they're like butt accentuating jeans.
They're for ladies who have the goods already, but also if you got like a super white lady body, mm-hmm. they'd still make your butt look good.
So, and you stopped, yes, you stopped making these jeans, but now there's a pop-up store in Brooklyn.
Greenpoint.
In Greenpoint.
Whoop, whoop. Yep.
Greenpoint.
Greenpoint. Whoop, DK. Whoop.
Yes. And you're for the month of October, you're selling your fancy limited edition Judy Rosen NY jeans.
Yes, I am. I'm very excited about it.
And this is it, though. Once these are gone, it's gone. They're gone for a while now, right? That's it for who knows how long.
That's it.
And how are the jeans?
You gotta get them while they're hot.
And how's it going? Are people buying the jeans?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. The ladies are coming by, and they're pretty excited, and everybody looks beautiful. And are you coming by? Are you going to buy your lady friend some?
Maybe I will.
I think you have to.
Well, now I will.
I think, I'm pretty sure your lady friend really likes them.
She does. What is this?
Wait.
Are you selling me on the air with this?
What?
What, are you selling me on the air? Is this new business practice?
I'm guilt tripping you.
Yeah.
Can you not hear the tone?
I knew what it was.
My voice?
I knew you were guilt tripping me. I'll get
I have a couple for the topic.
Blowhard 100. Who do you have for the topic, Judy Rosen?
God, I don't know where to begin. I have a pretty good list.
Mike wants Mike, hold on, Judy. Mike's
I'm
going
to start with the most questionable one.
Go ahead. Mike just handed me a note. I crumpled it up, and I'll uncrumple it to read it to you. He wants to know if you'd be interested, Judy, if you'd be interested in pairing up with Mike and his Masses shirts. He wants to know what a Masses shirt on top and Judy Rosen jeans on the bottom would look like.
Hot! Let's hot. Do it!
Yeah, hot. There you go. Hot. Judy says hot, Mike.
But the catch is that Mike has to wear the jeans.
Do you have a pair of jeans Mike could wear? I'd love to see Mike in a pair of your jeans. Right?
Mike has like, you know, he has a womanly figure. An apple bottom. No?
See, that's what you get, Mike, for making your jokes. It's coming back. You deal with a kook like this. And look, I'm not calling you a kook, Judy. But
I've been, it's not the first time, Tom. It's all right.
Goes anyway, Mike.
It.
goes anyway. You don't know when what you're going to get hit, who's going to get hit next. So who do you have for the topic, Judy?
Okay, so no one's really brought up too many ladies.
No.
So who do you have? I'm going to give a shout out to Victoria Jackson.
Well, sure, let's put I'll put Victoria Jackson on the list.
All right. But
go ahead.
That's it? You're not even going to argue with me?
No, I agree. I'll put her on.
I wasn't sure if she was more just completely insane or a blowhard.
Yeah, she wavers between. We'll put her low on the list. 90, Victoria Jackson.
In fact, I'm actually shocked that she hasn't been in the mix in the past couple of weeks.
What's that now,
this
Pat?
Is her, like, real well.
Who's at 90? What? Banksy's at 90. Put her at 91. Mm-hmm. Put her in the Banksy FMU really slot.
Is it Gavin or should I do it?
Go ahead. Who's coaching you over there?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Who's coaching you?
No one's coaching me. I'm just, I got a little nervous, so that's all.
Okay, what do you got? Don't worry. Go ahead.
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Gene Simmons,
yes. What all spots right. are open in the top 10, Pat?
Top 10! Nice.
Five, Gene Simmons, number five.
I might blow that one out of the water.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down. Go ahead.
Hold on to your headphones. Your favorite blowhard. Can't believe no one said it. Mr. Gavin McInnes. Oh,
I don't know who that is.
What?
Who?
Gavin McInnes.
Gavin what? Who is that?
Gavin McInnes.
Gavin McInnes.
The guy, his newest venture is called The Proud Boys.
Well,
he's like,
what is that,
a
band?
He's a Fox News pundit. He's your favorite Fox News pundit?
I have no favorite Fox News pundits, Judy. Judy, I swear I don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Okay.
Yes.
You're pulling my leg right now.
Gavin McInnes. I swear, I don't know.
Are you pulling?
All right. Say where people can go.
Are you afraid of him?
Say where.
Wait, is it because you're afraid of him?
Yeah, you got. I'm afraid of Gavin McInnes. Look, more power to him. He sounds like a wonderful person. Where can people get your jeans now, Judy?
My pop up shop is at 170 Franklin Street in Greenpoint.
Until the end of the month.
Thursday to Monday. Come see me.
There you go. Everybody go get the jeans.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Bye, Judy.
Bye.
Now I want to welcome another friend of mine to the show. I swear I don't know who that is. I don't. What? Which mic works here? That one, tap it, sir. That works. That means that mic works. I, in the studio, swung by to say hi. My friend, John Solomon.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, people who know John know him from his record label.
Here we go.
The record label being?
Comedy Minus One.
Comedy Minus One Records. But others know him from he's a weekly DJ. He knows what it's like to be on the hook every week and have to show up.
Every Wednesday night.
On WPRB, Princeton's radio station.
Absolutely.
Now, John,
I have a couple for the list. Can I give those to you?
Absolutely.
All right. Inventor of basketball, Phil Jackson.
Yes, Phil Jackson. Pat, give me the top 10 again. Phil Jackson, number 2 on the list. Phil Jackson, 2. Alec Baldwin's 2. Slide him down. Slide Alec Baldwin down to the teens, please. What's that now? Good. Who else do you have?
And this, I guess, ties in with one of the 100 worst fictional characters I gave you.
Okay.
But blowhard Anthony Daniels.
the man who plays C-3PO, who will lecture anybody about God knows what.
Could not even be generous during the passing of Kenny Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yes. C-3PO. The guy, a guy who put on a gold.
He literally won the golden ticket.
Yes. He was the golden ticket that he won. A guy who has no noticeable skill except to be the worst character in all the Star Wars movies. Worse than Jar Jar Binks. He's worse than Jar Jar Binks, C-3PO. He ruined everything for the entire rebellion. He made it that much harder. He tried to talk R2-D2 out of doing the heroic thing he was doing. To do what? Go in an oil bath or whatever that thing was? They should have sent him down in that thing. Yeah, Anthony Daniels, and the guy who moans, he was moaning about something. I remember I said on Twitter when I used to tweet, I said something about Anthony Daniels being talentless, and some guy argued with me. And then it's like, all you got to do, sometimes when somebody argues with you, look at who else they're following. This dude was following any Star Wars thing and any, like, porn person. He likes Star Wars, and he likes naked ladies. That sums up a lot of people. What are your two interests?
So Star Wars, naked ladies.
Anthony Daniels. Well, give me a spot, Pat, in the late teens. 18, Anthony Daniels. Very good, John.
Thank you.
Now, John Solomon, you have the WPRB fundraiser happening this week.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, your
show. If you're listening live, yeah, Wednesday night.
People should call up and support WPRB.
Yeah, I'm going for trying to set a record this year, so I need everybody on board.
And this is a guy who sets records regularly. He plays the Christmas records every year, every Christmas Eve. Plays just 25 hours of uninterrupted Christmas music.
Yeah, and if you appreciate that and you want to listen tomorrow night live from 7 to 10 Eastern, we're gonna be going for it like never before in the history of the membership drives at WPRB and have all sorts. I know last year you were generous enough to give some tickets to one of the live shows and a signed Sharpling and Worcester poster, and they're gonna be similarly great items that people can win by pledging this year. So I'm really excited about what's in store on Wednesday.
And people should listen Wednesday night, 7 to 10 Eastern.
Yeah, you got to pledge during the show if you want to win at WPRB.com.
Yes. Show your support.
103.3 FM. And the best show and the best show listeners have always been really great to the program, and it would be fantastic to hear a bunch of familiar names to read out and thank tomorrow night. And I appreciate you letting me come on for a second and plug what's going down.
John, of course, it's going to happen. People will support WPRB.
Thanks, Tom.
You're going to do great.
I'm going to go home now and prep for the show.
Go get ready.
I'm going to listen to the best show on the way back down the turnpike.
Go ahead.
Have a good night.
All right.
Can I move the mic, or are you going to pop it down?
Jeez. Once a DJ, always a DJ. Hear that, Mike? I'm going to pot it down. Yeah. I'll see you later, John. Mike's now saying pot it down like he knows what that means. Pot it down. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing all right. To whom am I speaking?
This is Alex from Lexington.
Alex from Lexington, Kentucky.
The one and only.
What's going on, Alex?
Not a whole lot. I had a couple for the topic.
You sounded a little relaxed tonight, right?
Well, it's been a long day.
You winded down. Hard day, right? Hard day in the salt mines, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So who do you got for the Blowhard 100?
So I wanted to throw out Chad Ochocinco.
He's just a showboat. You can't. Anybody wants to bring some personality to things, that's not being a blowhard necessarily.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know, I was raised in Cincinnati and seeing the Bengals just be terrible year after year and him having his And just around it. I guess it did bring some excitability to the team.
You had fun, didn't you?
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people didn't like him. What are you
mad at? What are you mad at, Alex?
I'm not mad.
Good. What else you got? Anything else?
Yeah, I was going to throw Mark Kozelik out there, too.
Who?
The what's the band? The guy who puts on...
Sun Kill Moon. That guy.
Yeah, that,
yeah, put him
that
on
guy.
The thing. Put it. What do you got in the 30s, Pat? Mark Kozelik. And add a couple more for me. Vince Vaughn. What do you got in the 40s? Vince Vaughn. Let's see, we got Daniel Ralston saying Coach. Is he saying Coach Calipari? Well, he should be on there. Put Coach John Calipari in the 50s somewhere.
Good old Coach Cal.
And he's saying, he's saying Coach Coughlin, Tom Coughlin, the guy from the Giants. He's not a blowhard. He's somebody's grouchy grandpa, right? He's just mad all the time. Man, you know what the best thing about him, though? I've said it before. He won as many Super Bowls as that blow. Bill Parcells, put him on. Right, Mike? Where's Bill Parcells go? Yeah, pick a spot, Mike. You pick it. See, me and Mike are getting along now. Tell you, I was half an inch from bouncing this guy for good off the show. But I like him now. I like him. Whatever he was mad at with me, because what, I didn't mention apmike.bandcamp.com enough. He got his little massive shirts in a bunch. And he makes me say that. He can't get his britches in a bunch. I have to say he gets his masses shirts in a bunch.
That sounds like Mike.
Does sound like him, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Go to bed now. Some sad news, actually, in the world of the best show. Regular caller to the program, Wally Wacky Man, has been a participant in the program for years, and it saddens me to announce that he has been convicted of embezzlement and was sentenced to 88 years in jail. He was embezzling money from a nursing home, from a chain of nursing homes that he was selling faulty medical products to at inflated prices. And let this be a lesson, though, to Wally Wacky Man and all these other medical guys ripping people off when they're sick. You're not too felt to fail, buddy. You're not too felt to fail. Rot in jail, Wally Wacky Man. Best show.
Hi. This is Bridget from Huntington Beach.
Bridget from Huntington Beach. Where's Huntington Beach now?
Huntington Beach, California.
What's going on in Huntington Beach tonight?
I just wanted to discuss a nice space for a duo for Blowhard.
We don't have any duos on the list yet. Who are you going to say? He's
a good one.
You're going to say Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe, the Pet Shop Boys? No! They're playing in Morris.
Hog the Bounty Hunter and Beth Chapman.
Mike actually wrote down, I kid you not, he wrote down Dog the Bounty Hunter on his list. Because he thinks when Dog the Bounty Hunter lectures everybody that he's a blowhard.
Absolutely.
Mike.
I would go with the lectures, and the flames probably don't help.
Mike, where should Dog the Bounty Hunter be? He's not top 20. He's bottom 20. Yeah, don't get carried away, Mike. Pick a spot for Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Gotta remember Beth, too.
And Beth. Now, I'm looking at Twitter here, and people are saying that I should put Dudio on the list. Now, I disagree with that completely. Dudio is not a blowhard. He's a nice guy. Dudio. The dude who built the suit. You don't know who Dudio is, do you?
Mm-mm.
I know, right? Oh, boy. Now I'll never hear the end of that. Dudio is Jason, the dude who built the studio. One of the producers of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, right? You learn something new every day.
Yeah, right?
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Oh, God. That opens a can of worms now. Dudio's going to just do wonder his Q rating now. It's not high enough. Not going to hear the end of that. I did go to Las Vegas last week. That's right. I was back again. You're saying, but Tom, weren't you there 3 weeks ago? Well, yes, I was. And I was back again. Why? Oh, it's something so important. I'm not even going to say why. It's humiliating why. But it's not. I went and had a good time. Whoop-de-doo. You mad at me? I don't know what to say. So I go. What are you moaning about out there? What's that, Dudio? What's wrong? I hear you. I hear you. He's doing that stage whisper. Stage whisper. What's wrong? Yeah. Okay. Put him on. You want to be on? I don't want you on. You're not a blowhard. You're a sweetheart. You'd be on my sweetheart list, Dudio. So, I go to Las Vegas. I'm like, well, you know what? I have a night to myself, so I'm gonna spend a night doing what? Of course, I live. I could throw a rock and hit a Broadway theater where the most talented people on earth are doing shows. But I tend to go to Las Vegas to watch shows. That's just how I operate. I fly across the country to go see what? That's right, Baz Luhrmann's show. Baz, Star-Crossed Lovers, I think it was called. You know Baz Luhrmann, the director of Moulin Rouge and Romeo and Juliet and The Great Gatsby and so many other things, Strictly Ballroom. Well, I go to this show. And where am I staying? At this place called Excalibur, which is the biggest dump in all of Las Vegas. What a nightmare. Just that place should, the wrecking ball could not come too soon to mercifully knock that place down. It's got an old fashioned, like castle feel. I guess they were doing a thing back when they were inviting families to Las Vegas. Like, well, this place will be like a castle and we'll have jousting and things. And now they've turned it into some sort of, because now that they don't want families coming to Las Vegas, now it's like a weird adult castle. It's creepy. And they haven't updated anything in it. So I get there after stopping by and seeing my friend BB in Las Vegas. What a sweetheart BB is. It's always nice to see her. Sorry to say this, BB. I'm probably not going to be back in Las Vegas for another 10 years. I'll see you then. So until then, we'll have to talk on the phone. Not coming back anytime soon. Two times in 1 month, that caps me out. So then I hurry. I'm like, oh, jeepers. I better hurry to the hotel, check in, and then get over to this show. Baz, Star-Crossed Lovers. And the line is out the door for people to check in at this dump, Excalibur, because it's a completely incompetent garbage heap of a hotel. So I check my bags, get in the cab in my flying clothes, and go to see Baz, Star-Crossed Lovers. And it's always great when you're wearing sloppy clothes you're comfortable flying in to a show, and you feel gross. But that's what I did. I go there to see Baz, Star-Crossed Lovers, the show designed by Baz Luhrmann. And I get my ticket. Oh, goody. I'm sitting, my seat is actually one-third of a three-person couch. Well, that's just going to be the greatest seat on Earth. Please let this be an underattended show. Oh, no, here comes the couple who's going to sit on the other two-thirds of the couch on their romantic night. And they sit down, and the house photographer comes over, and he's like, okay, would you like a picture, romantic pictures? And he's taking pictures of them kissing and hugging each other, and then, like, him on bended knee in front of her and stuff. And I'm sliding over as much as I humanly can to not be in the photo. And then the photographer looks at me and says, would you like a photo? Oh, of me by myself at this show that's about romance and love that I'm seeing by myself? I think I can do without the photo. I'm wearing these filthy clothes I wore flying. I can do without a solo photo. I already feel bad enough about myself tonight. Thank you. I don't need to pay $40 for a photo to commemorate myself. Wait, why didn't I do this? Oh, my God, that would have been the best photo. I should have done it. Then these ladies sit next to me on the next couch, and they all looked kind of like the... They all looked like variants on the serious mom from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, not Caroline Ray, the other one. And then the show starts. I'm like, oh, what's this show going to be like? Then all of a sudden there's like the ringmaster. And I'm like, oh, it's this kind of show. And he's standing 4 feet in front of me with a headset. Good evening and welcome to Baz, Star-Crossed Lovers. And this guy was in the whole show, and his acting technique consisted of him saying a thing and then going, he did that 500 times. He went, it is indeed a great night. He encourages everybody to do what? Take as many pictures as you want. That's when you know a show is in free fall, that they just want people to know it exists. And if you have your phone, you can take as many pictures and videos as you want. Just don't use a flash. But please, use the hashtag. He like gave a hashtag. It's like, yeah, this show is going under. This guy's... You go see other shows that are like, if you take your phone out, you're going to get tossed from the theater. This one, please, by all means, film, videos, do whatever you want. Just tell people that Baz, Star-Crossed Lovers, exists. So this show consists of the weirdest thing I've ever seen, where they take characters from Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, and Great Gatsby, and they're all in the same show together. And they, like, interact, and they're singing songs. So you'd see, like, Jay Gatsby singing a song to Juliet at points. And they're running all over. And these people are very talented, and they're singing, and they're trying so hard on this thing. And the whole soundtrack is, like, the songs from those movies. So it's just, like, there's a point when it's, like... They're dancing, and they're like, you can't fool the children of the revolution. No, you can't fool. And they did Smells Like Teen Spirit, which I put up on a clip on Instagram, because I had my phone out half the time, filming the thing. I didn't care. Every animal on that thing had their phone out the whole time. They did right in front of me, like a virgin, touched for the very first time. And it was kind of endless, and parts were really great. And an hour in, I had a really bad headache and was ready for the thing to end. If I had to sum this show up, I would say if Baz Luhrmann entered, if he was in a a ecstasy-induced coma, this is what would be running through his mind, this show, would of his own characters dancing and singing with each other. And they also sold seats on the stage. So the couches were not enough. The women sitting in the couch next to me talking at the top of their lungs, who one of them brought a dog into the show, by the way. That's how unhinged this show is. Lady just brings her dog in. It's like, I promise I'll cover his ears if when there's any loud stuff so he doesn't bark. And the one woman kept saying, this show reminds me of Zoomanity, which is some other show in Vegas. Doesn't this remind you of Zoomanity? This reminds me of Zoomanity. So then there's seats on stage. Like they have like these tables set up as if you're in a cabaret or whatever. Whatever the thing was in Moulin Rouge. What was it, Mike? It was the Moulin Rouge, is what it was. So you're set up in like a Paris club. And then the people on stage are singing and as hard as they can and dancing. And then you look and 3 feet away from them is some guy dressed like he's a defensive coach for a college football team in like the summer, like in preseason, shorts, red polo shirt, slumped in his seat, woman in flapper gear. Daisy Miller in the show is up there singing, and this guy's sitting 3 feet away from her, just slumped in his chair. Oh, can you imagine how dispiriting that must have been to be up on that? Oh, boy. So, yeah, so it's, I'm glad I saw it. Was it good? Yeah, not really. Am I glad I saw it? Yup. Then I check into my hotel, and I got a room, and I got this, like, little, like, two-person tub in the corner of the bedroom, which is perfect when you're by yourself. I'm not going in that. And it's like, well, I look out the window. What's right across the street from me? New York, New York. The hotel New York, New York, which replicates the New York skyline in miniature. And one detail that they have that I don't think the New York skyline has, which is a roller coaster looped around the skyscrapers, running right along the street, which would probably be the scariest roller coaster ever. For like when you're going down, you're seeing cars moving. Like if this roller coaster goes off the tracks, not only do we hit the ground, a car's going to run us over if we fall out of this roller coaster. So I lay in bed, and every 90 seconds I hear, because there's a roller coaster across the street from my room. And then the roller coaster stops. And I'm like, now I'm going to go to sleep. Except for I pull the shade down. But then I realize the window above this dumb two-person tub has no shade on it. So the entire time at night, blaring through this window is the words MGM from the MGM Grand Hotel in bright yellow. I think I still have it burned into my eyeballs. MGM. I swear I have my eyes closed right now. I picture it, not like I'm envisioning it, like it's burned into my eyes. Like when you leave a TV set on something. That's why they invented screensavers. So, great design, Excalibur. Try a shade on a thing. People might want to sleep in their room. It's a new idea. And I'm telling you, like 4 in the morning, I look out, flashing MGM, MGM, MGM. Don't matter. I ain't going to be back anytime soon. Do I like it there? Yeah, I do. I think I do. It's insane. But I like it. But I'm not coming back anytime soon. But I probably will. But I won't. I'll be back soon. Never going there again. I think there's a flight at 6 in the morning. Over my dead body. No, I'm not checking any luggage. I'm going here with the bag I brought to the best show. When's the last time you were in Las Vegas, Mike? Okay. 2006. Yeah, that would be 10 years ago. Was this a math quiz? No. Best show.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, this is Evan phoning from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Evan from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Oh.
Ba-boom.
Oh. Studio. This list. Studio's list. James Woods. Sure. Should we put James Woods on this list? Do you know who that is up there?
I do know who James Woods is, yes.
Do you get his movies up there? I think he's like your Patty. What's his name? What's that dude's name?
From?
I don't know. Never mind. Okay. So who do you have for the list?
I want to suggest Adam Carolla for the list.
Yeah, Adam Carolla. What do you got in the 20s, Mike? Mike doesn't know. Pat, what do you got in the 20s? 25. Put Ace at 25.
I also had another one.
Yes.
Who I'm more fond of. Robert Evans.
But he's not. Well, he would be a kindly blowhard. Right?
Sure.
Put him low. Put him in the 90s. Put him in the 90s. 97. Bye. Best show. Yes, hello, best show.
Hi, Tom, this is Sarah in New Orleans.
Sarah in New Orleans. What's going on, Sarah?
Well, I have a blowhard for the list.
Who you want to put on? Dr. John?
I think, well, you could put him on the list, but that wasn't who I was going to suggest. I thought you needed more women on the list, so
Professor
I was going to suggest
Long
Martha
hair.
Stewart.
Who, Martha Stewart? Is she a blowhard, though?
Yeah, I think she is. You know, she's always saying how great everything she does is.
That's fair.
So
what now, yeah, there, Dudio? Martha Stewart's always nice to you. You met her?
Me?
Dudio's met Martha Stewart. He's refusing. He's vetoed.
Not a blowhard.
He says she's not a blowhard. She's very nice to him. Sorry.
Well, can I have a second chance then?
Of course you can.
Oh, thanks. I was in Vegas not long ago, and my boss got me tickets to a show, and we saw Andrew Dice Clay.
At where? At the comedy?
At the Hard Rock.
The Hard Rock, right? How was that?
The Dice Man comes. It was miserably depressing.
Was it?
Yeah. His opening act is a movie of him and his rise to fame and then his fall and sort of the rebirth, and then he did his routine, and then he ended it with the nursery rhymes.
With some poems?
With the poems. Yeah, it was.
How many times did you laugh out loud during that?
Probably a couple times in the beginning when I realized that his opening act was a movie about him. But his routine was mostly about, like, how his mother hated him, so it was not funny. It was really sad.
About how his own mother hated him.
Yeah, that was what the comedy routine was about.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. Right. And I would say he was kind of a blowhard about it.
Was
and
he just like
that really Vegas in general is sort of crawling with blowhards in the show.
My mother was like, hey, what? Is that the voice he did for his mother?
Basically, that's about it.
I thought you could go and be a doctor.
Like that, and then, you know, he also did some of his father coming home yelling at his mother, and get off his back, hey! You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds healthy. Very healthy. Yeah. I read his autobiography, though.
You did? What'd you think?
It was on paper. It was definitely on paper.
Somebody put it to paper.
Yes. Ink was used. Paper was used.
What a waste.
I don't have a book. Ain't no book. I ain't written no book. Should I write a book? What if I wrote a
book? You know, people would print it and buy it and read it. I'd read it.
Okay, maybe I will.
All right, have a good night, Tom.
Bye. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Duncan in Los Angeles.
Duncan. What's going on, Duncan?
Not much. I had a name for the list.
What do you have?
Joe Lacob, the owner of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Okay. Pat, what do you got in the 60s? You know what? What did you do of 73? Put them at 73 because they won 73 games but didn't win the championship. Put the owner of the Golden State Warriors at 73. Thanks, bro. Best show. Hello. Hi.
Hey, is this Tom?
No, it's not. Who'd you think you called?
Nope. Sorry, I didn't realize it was on. How's it going, Tom?
It's going great. To whom am I speaking?
Hey, it's Bennett and Yardley.
Oh, Bennett, you're not doing right tonight. I don't know where Yardley is. You act like everybody knows where Where's Yardley?
Yardley, Pennsylvania.
Nobody knows where that is. It's Bennett and Yardley.
Oh, well, excuse me. Bennett from Yardley.
Oh, Bennett, right. I like you, though. Bennett, you know what? I just knocked you around a little bit. I'm going to give you the floor now. It's all yours.
Well, I had one for the topic. Peter Bogdanovich, film director, film historian.
He's a blowhard. You,
self-proclaimed
Bennett,
artiste. Bennett, you know, he's a blowhard of all blowhards, I think.
Bennett, you just redeemed yourself. Where should Bogdanovich go, Mike? Put him in the 80s. Mike says he goes in the 80s.
Oh, I think he should be number 8.
That's your list. It's your list, bro. Where's he going? 89. He's 89, Bennett.
Well, thank you. Do you remember when they did the Sopranos tribute when the Sopranos ended? You know, at the Emmys?
Not really.
Well, he put himself at the front row with all the main cast members, despite the fact that he was in 2 episodes.
Well, he was in more than kinda. 2. He was in more than 2.
I think he was in 3 or 4, maybe.
Well,
at the most.
Twice as many as you said.
Oh, all right.
Apologize to Mr. Bogdanovich, Bennett.
Sorry.
Repeat after me.
I.
Bennett.
Apologize.
To Mr. Peter Bogdanovich.
To Mr. Peter Bogdanovich.
DGA/PGA.
PGA/DGA.
Director of. Last Picture Show. What's up, Doc? Blue Chips. Did he do Blue Chips? No, though, it was William Friedkin. Did Blue Chips.
Yeah. No, he's not Blue Chips. He did Paper Moon.
And 14 bad movies.
And then 14 bad movies.
Your apology has been accepted. Best show.
Hey, Tom, I got some blowhards for you.
Well, what's your name?
Connor from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Connor from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yeah.
What's going on in Fayetteville tonight, Connor?
It's really nice. It's windy. Better weather than it's usually been. Pretty good.
Go ahead. What do you got?
All right. How about Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Well, yeah.
No.
Speeches. No?
Okay. Wait, why? Why?
I mean, the award speeches he gives are very...
He won one award. He's never given one ever. He never won until this year.
Yeah, the one about climate change. I mean, I'm all for climate change awareness, but it was pretty heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm. Look, he's all right.
Oh, I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh. I don't know if you do.
I do. I truly do.
Name eight of his movies. Name eight of his movies real quick. Let's see how much you love.
Oh, okay. Wolf of Wall Street. Titanic.
Yes.
Meet the New York. Aviator.
What was that third one? What was the third one?
The third one? Designated New York? Aviator?
Designated New York? What's that?
No, Days of New York.
Days of New York? What is that?
Gangs of New York.
What?
Gangs of New York, the Martin Scorsese film.
You're probably... You're thinking of that bike movie that, That's that bike movie Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He was not in Premium Rush. That was Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You boob. Get off my phone. Best show.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Who's Kevin this? From Kalamazoo here.
Kevin from Kalamazoo. You sound like a hard Scrabble dude, Kevin. I'm not going to mess around with you too much.
We don't mess around in Kalamazoo, I will pay all due respect to the best show.
Well, that's sweet of you to do there, buddy. What's going on in Kalamazoo?
Pretty quiet right now. I got to say, first episode of Divorce was fantastic.
Oh, that's nice.
Really enjoyed it.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's an HBO. I work on that. I work on this HBO show, Divorce. That's what Kevin is saying. Go ahead. Well, what do you got for the topic, Kevin? What do you got?
Well, I got one for you. So this is you talked about how you can love a blowhard.
Yeah.
And here's a guy I love, and I know you're going to give me a hard time about it, but he's definitely a blowhard, and it's Garrison Keillor.
That's fine. He is a blowhard, and if you love him, you love him. He's harmless. Harmless. Right? Talking about all his old-timey stuff.
Yeah, the quaint small-town life, you know.
Yeah. Sure. Garrison Keillor, put him at 100, please. Very good. Very good, Kevin.
Hey, Tom, will you be reading the Bruce Springsteen autobiography?
At some point. I'm almost, I know everything up to the letter U. I think that leaves like four more letters I have to learn, and then I'm looking forward to jumping right into it.
Well, I look forward to hearing your take on it.
Well, it's great. And you have a great night, honey. Bye. Do you want to say hi? Would you like to say hi? No? No? Okay, you said yes. You shook your head. Would you like to say hi? All right. Sure. We have a couple visitors in the studio. We have... one is a fellow radio legend. Legend, would you say?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. We have Taylor. Taylor Gonda is here from the show, which is called I Love It. What's your show called?
These Things Matter.
These Things Matter, which is you and...
That other guy.
Herbie? What's his name?
Yes, Herb.
Herb.
Mm-hmm. Who is actually my favorite blowhard.
Aim that mic towards your mouth there. Is that how you do it?
No, I didn't see it. I'm sorry. There we go.
You look for the mic.
Yeah.
Come on, Taylor. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You are from Colorado.
Yes, correct. Home of Coors.
Yes, home of Coors. Did you ever hear that thing Kurt said it was?
I sure didn't, but I'm going to have to look that up now. I don't know why that's not the state anthem.
What was it again?
Colorado Kool-Aid.
Colorado Kool-Aid. Yes. Now, what brings you to the East Coast?
Well, as I said, my co-host, Kevin O'Brien, is my favorite blowhard, and he has a comedy show on Thursday in Brooklyn, so I had to come to support him and also to hang out with friends and such, and hang out and see people and visit and record podcasts, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a good excuse to get over here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And who's this with you here?
Hi.
Oh, I know this person. talking to the mic. Get in there.
Okay, is this better?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Hello?
It's Geneva.
Hi.
How are you, Geneva? It's been a long time since I've seen you.
I know.
Not that long, though, right? No. When did I see you?
Probably at your show last year in Philly.
In Philly, that's right.
In my hometown.
Yes.
Old first hometown.
Your first hometown was Philly.
Yes.
What did you think of that rude guy who called earlier? What was his name, Mike?
John?
John. That's not how people in Philly are.
I don't know. I'm related to animals like that.
It's a poor representation, though, of your former home.
Yes. I would say so.
Tough guy. Guy thinks he's tough. What, you think I'm going to be scared because it's Philly? I'm so scared. I'm from Philly. Oh, whoop-de-doo. What do you want me to do? Oh, you're from Philly. What are you going to hit me over the head with a cheesesteak? Right?
I brought you crab chips from Maryland because that was the last time we talked on the show.
You brought crab chips because that's where you are now.
Yes. In Maryland. Yeah.
You get one guess what I'm going to do with those crab chips. I'm going to eat them.
And you know what? They don't say Old Bay on them. They just say crab seasoning.
Because that must be some copyrighted thing. So this is some generic. This is some rogue crab chip company with their Old Bay seasoning, which is probably super easy to replicate.
Yeah, right?
But
it's got to be.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know.
What is it? So was it cayenne pepper and salt,
I think,
probably?
Yeah.
That's probably all it is. Salt, pepper, and cayenne pepper.
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows what Old Bay seasoning is? Mike?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, it's open already.
See, they're Utz.
I'm not going to eat any of them.
Oh, no, wait.
That's
it says
bad.
Chesapeake Bay crab
Chesapeake Bay
seasoning.
Pat, do you like these?
Yeah, we've been eating them all day.
Okay. Oh, good.
They're a hit.
They're a hit.
There's three bags.
Well, that's awesome. Good. I'm glad. How are you, Pat?
Good.
It's good to see you. My friend Marcia Sparky Pop, who came up with this topic, is saying to put on the list, and this is a great one, Mystery. You know Mystery. Remember him?
Mystery. Oh.
The guy from, he was like the pickup artist.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. That's a good choice. I thought you meant question mark.
I also actually did that too.
Question mark. Who?
And the 99 Tears guy. Yeah.
I'm not putting question mark from the Mysterians on the list.
He's got something going on with him, right?
He's not a blowhard. Whatever's going on, he's not a blowhard. Dudio. First of all, I'm sorry that woman didn't know who you were. It sickened me. It sickened me. And my mission now is to make sure every one of these listeners, they know who you are more than me. That's my new mission. And Dudio just did that canned laugh, which means he's super mad at me. He goes, ha, 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 ha. And it's like, and look, this is when you know Dudio's honestly laughing. He goes, ha, 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 ha. Like the final one goes, ah. When he's mad, he goes, like there's like a spike downward. When he's laughing, I'm like, oh, let's wait for the final one. Oh no.
Still very good for radio, either one.
Yeah.
Very practiced. Yeah.
He's a pro. You know who does not like Dudio's speaking voice? Gary the Squirrel does not like it. He's not here though, so not a big concern. So Mystery, who should he go on the list, Dudio? Where's that? 40, yes, perfect. 40. Frank Oz, I'm looking at some of these on Twitter. Frank Oz, what has he done?
It's a very strange choice.
Yeah, Frank Oz. Who now? Dr. Oz, no, I'm not. Robbie Robertson, yes. Where's Robbie Robertson go? Who's number one? Do we have a number one?
I was going to say, he's got to be up there.
Why don't you slide Francesa to number one?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Mike Francesa.
That's a good one.
Who? Come in here, Dudio. It's Pat. Pat, come on in.
Someone said Frazier, but nobody said Kelsey Grammer.
Well, somebody did say Kelsey because I said Frasier's fictional. He said, "Well," and I was like, "Then I disqualified Kelsey Grammer."
Really?
Yes, because he's more unhinged. He does not seem. He portrays a lot of guys who are blowhards, but in real life, he seems like he should be on our 100 maniacs list.
Or 100 pretends to be smarter than they are list.
That, Pat, you just came up with the next list. Smarter than they act like they, smarter than they think they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Smarter than they think. See, this is what Mike and Dudio, they don't just do this. Like, Pat picks his spots with what he says. Mike is always saying, did you mention apmike.bandcamp.com? Yes, I did, Mike. Did you tell him the masses shirts? Yes, I did, Mike. Did you tell him about my song, Michael Perry? Yes, I did, Mike. Did you tell him I still have headshots autographed? Yes, I did, Mike. Then he'll say, did he tell him about AP Mike? Oh, yeah, we just reviewed that. You know the thing with Dudio's laugh, though, right? When he goes, ha, 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 ha. That's like, that means he's in a good mood.
Right.
But when he goes, ha, 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 ha,
who do you think he's looking at when he does that?
Is it you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That final one. Ha.
Yeah. And then I have to decide whether I look back up or walk away or... Oh, no.
Oh, no. Here he comes. Is he wearing his dumb Doctor Who thing? Oh, no, he's not. Oh, no, he looks sad.
They maybe put it on earlier.
Aw, Jason.
Laugh, Jason. Just give me one laugh. I know you can laugh. There it is. The angry...
I didn't realize the Doctor Who thing was a robe. I thought it was just the scarf, but it's a whole...
Oh, no, it's the whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
They made me wear it.
I'm encouraging. I'm sorry.
They made
you
wear it.
Yeah, they made me put it on when I was out there waiting.
Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl. Yeah, put him on. Oh, here it comes.
It's good.
Now he's happy. Because every time he comes in, I have to pay licensing on that Doctor Who thing, according to Jay. I think I'm just paying him. He says he forwards it along to the Doctor Who people.
Oh, boy.
He's like, I wore the coat again. We better send another $10 to the Doctor Who people.
He's just trying to buy more of those audiobooks that they keep putting out. All right, I revealed too much. I know too much. I'm sorry.
I truly don't care.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I truly don't care about Doctor Who. Doctor Who cares, right? So, where should Dave Grohl go? 19 is good.
Did we decide on Robbie Robertson? Is he up there?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for keeping track, Taylor. Robbie Robertson in the 40s, where?
42.
I had one.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't think anyone said it yet, maybe. I don't know if he count. I don't know. This is completely up to you.
Let's hear it.
Scott Adams of Dilbert fame.
He's a blowhard? I don't know this guy.
The guy who made Dilbert?
What?
He's okay. Like, well, he's mostly a misogynist now, but like,
okay.
I don't know.
But is he a blowhard also?
Yeah. I mean, he's always saying like terrible stuff on, I mean, look at his Twitter account. It's awful.
I don't look at anyone's Twitter account, Geneva. I gave up on Twitter. I'm done with it. Do you see me tweeting at people?
No.
No, what I write, hey, listen to the best show tonight.
Yeah.
Check out the show. I say, hey, download the show. A day later, download the show. And I'll say, hey, here's the best show, the best of best shows up. Check that out. Then I'll go, and I'll write one or two jokes.
Well, then, did you back me up on that?
Before you know it. Hey, listen to the best show tonight. Twitter's dead. It's dead. Get off of it. Run.
Too sad.
You run. You run from Twitter faster than Winona Ryder ran from the thing when it said run. You run from Twitter faster than she ran from that house.
But then she turned around. She turned around and went back, Tom.
Yeah. When she ran, when that house said R, when it said R, right? And then when it said U, yes. Were you just, did you scream? I screamed. I was like, oh no! Run! Pete, I could solve the puzzle! Run!
That would be a great Wheel of Fortune if they would replace
yeah.
the tiles with the Stranger, with the Things, Stranger lights. Things lights.
And if you
It'd
get,
be a Wheel of Fortune yeah. for millennials.
And
you
if
know?
You go bankrupt, the Demogorgon gets you, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Best show.
Hi, my name is Madeline.
Hi, Madeline, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm good. Do you have anything for the topic?
Yeah, I do. Jerry Lewis. This is a guy that's deathly serious about his career while still being completely vague about yeah.
Jerry Lewis is top 10. Put Jerry Lewis top 10.
And perpetually bumbling about comedy being pain
three.
And what it means to laugh.
He's at 3.
The gift of laughter, but...
Okay, all right. You put him all the way at 3. It's one of the most successful calls yet. He's at 3 on the list. You did it.
Cool, man. Thanks.
You have a great night. Final calls. Best show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi. Tom, Pat, you see?
Your phone sucks. Goodbye. Best show. It's like, go ahead. Who's this? Best show, hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes! Hi!
Hey. I got a few for the topic.
What's your name?
Jeff from Brooklyn.
What do you got, Jeff?
I've got Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon, that's a pretty good one. Vince McMahon? Put him in the because he's half a put on as a blowhard, but still put him in the 70s somewhere, please. Who else?
Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
I'm not putting anyone from Blink-182. That band is a friend of the show. How dare you?
He's just really on about those aliens,
okay,
right?
Yeah, he likes aliens. Doesn't mean he's no blowhard.
Okay.
Man, these people.
What about Kurt Schilling?
I gotta just say, these people, if somebody ain't just like them, man, that's the definition of a blowhard. Look, some of these people aren't like you, they are blowhards. But where's Tom DeLonge wearing you out talking about aliens? Really? He's really wearing you out talking about aliens? He's seeking you out?
He's talking to Hillary Clinton about aliens.
So he wrote her an email. So let me get this straight. Tom DeLonge contacted someone bigger than him to say a dumb thing he had to say. Sound like anyone we know right now, maybe?
Fair enough.
Get off my phone. Best show.
Do you have any headphones with speakers on?
What? Oh,
yeah. Oh, Tom.
Yeah, it's me.
Tom, I have a great blowhard for you.
Who?
Henry David Thoreau.
Best show. Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, what up? What do you got?
Hey, Tom. So I had a rapid fire list of blowhards.
Go real quick. Rapid fire. I like this. Rapid fire. I want to hear it. Go.
All right. I got Gene Simmons.
He already made the list. Who?
Dr. Phil.
Hold on. Slow down, stupid. Gene Simmons. Already on the list. Go ahead.
All right. Did I say Gene Simmons?
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy?
He's kind of a silent blowhard.
Next. Silent. Go ahead. Who
All
else?
Right. I lost it. I got off my, swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. He said it. Best show.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, I'm well. Who's this?
This is Ron from Brooklyn.
Ron from Brooklyn. What's up, Ron? What do you got?
Oh, not much. I got two sports announcers.
Quick.
That I think
Quick.
belong on the list. One is Jeff Van Gundy.
No.
No.
No. Okay. And who's the other one?
The other one is Hawk Harrelson. He's a White Sox announcer in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Get off my phone. Put what's his face on it? Tommy Heinsohn, though. The Celtics announcer. That windbag. Who's what do you got in the top 10?
Seven.
He's seven. Put him at seven. Best show.
Hey Tom, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
This is Max from Los Angeles.
What do you got, Max?
Michael Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport? What's he blowhard? What's he talking about? A Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah, I mean, have you ever heard him on Bill Simmons?
Well, Bill Simmons, you just placed one there. Top 10, what do you got?
Nine,
Bill Simmons. Thanks. Final call. Final call, best show.
Hey, Tom. It's Peter from Philadelphia.
Peter from Philadelphia. What do you got, Peter?
How about Roger Waters?
No, I'm not putting Roger Waters on the thing.
No?
No, I'm not.
What?
I have not heard this. I'm going to listen to it now. This is probably going to make me want to throw up when I hear this.
The writers get together. There's a writer's room prior to a season starting. We just had ours a few months ago. And they talk about script, and they do this thing called breaking story, where they sort of create the arc for the season. And then they are all assigned scripts, and Paul is assigning scripts. You know, you get episode 2, you get episode 7. Tom Sharpling. Don't you know Tom Sharpling?
No, and you have...
There you go. That's all it took. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, he hurried through that answer. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Ooh. Look. Things go up, things go down. Lars Ulrich, he's a blowhard. Put him on. In the 20s. Who? 21. Perfect. Wayne Coyne, put him in the 20s, please. 20. There we go. How far did we get? Pretty far? George Lucas is not a blowhard. Is he? Quentin Tarantino, no. He's a well-meaning doofus. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
George Lucas is a blowhard when he talks to Joseph Campbell. So does that make Joseph Campbell a blowhard?
Yeah, that's what that would make. It would make him a blowhard. Joseph Campbell would be the blowhard. All right. Okay, hold on one second. Wait, why is L.A.? Oh, I get it. This is...
L.A. Podcast.
Okay, that's so this guy has all these clips on this thing.
Seven. Tom Sharpling, don't you know Tom Sharpling?
No, and you...
There it is, okay. That... Bink! Ba-da-boop. Yeah, so it's been a bad... Good things this week, bad things this week. And, you know, whatever. What are you going to do? That's everybody's story. What did I want to tell you? Tomorrow, I think it might be up now, Mark and Tom show, me and Mark Maron.
Oh,
how about that? You go
been a
to,
while.
It has been a while. It's over at WTFpod.com. You can go get the new episode of the Mark and Tom show, me and Mark Maron talking. Laughing it up, having a good time. It's fun, and I love it. And Mark is awesome. Mark's playing at Carnegie Hall. I think it might be sold out. I don't know. But that'll be awesome in November. And, yeah, Mark and Tom show over at WTFpod.com. New episode. Everybody support it. And apmike.bandcamp.com. Taylor Gonda, These Things Matter is the name of your show.
That's right.
And where can people get that?
We're on iTunes, so you can go to thesethingsmatterpodcast.com. And you can come see both of us at Union Hall on Thursday if you want, on Kevin's comedy show, Arguments and Grievances.
All right. Geneva, what do you have going on?
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm just having fun.
That's fine. I think you might have figured it out.
She's the smart one.
I'm the only person not doing a podcast.
Good it's fun. True, literally, in the United States, yeah.
Also, I needed to tell you that... Oh, a couple other ones here, real quick. Dave Navarro, is he a blowhard? He's like a his music makes him a blowhard, right? Any of the Red Hot Chili Peppers are blowhards? I don't know.
What about Greg Ginn?
Well, who's he being a blowhard? He's annoying.
I don't know. All these people have I share my birthday with all these people, and they're all very...
All of them?
Everyone I have listed
here
so far.
Here you go. Anthony Weiner. Where's he go? 10? Yep, Anthony Weiner at 10 on the list. Did we put Chuck Woolery on? Put Chuck Woolery in the 20s, please. And oh, we never forget that Chuck Woolery is a wad. Never forget. We haven't said that in a while. Marky Smith, no. Get this list. Vincent Gallo, no, he's not a blowhard. We all love Prince, Vince, right? Who doesn't love Prince? James Cameron, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
15, yes, that's good. We're going to look through Twitter here, then I'm going to end the show. Let's see. Yeah, again, I'm not... Pudding? No. Andy Kindler? No. He's not a blowhard. More anti-Fred from Honolulu tweets. More anti-Fred from Honolulu tweets.
You know, Fred took over my position as the laugher. The caller who was the laugher.
That's true. No one can ever take your position. No one will ever take that from you, Geneva. Don't worry. That's all yours. You have set the world record on that one. I'm going to say goodnight. And I'm going to say goodnight by playing something from this album, which came out on Hozak. It's called the band's Leather Towel. It's an Australian supergroup featuring members of Exhaustion, Drug Sweat, Os Mutants, None, and more. I love all those bands. Again, it's on Hozak, one of my favorite labels. And this song is called Growing Pains, and the best show will be back next week. Thanks for listening. And I wish you a good evening and a great week.
So the writers put together their writers' room prior to a season starting just 9 months ago, and they talk about scripts and they do this thing called breaking stories, where they sort of create the arc for the season. And then they are all assigned scripts, and Paul is assigning scripts. You know, you get episode 2, you get episode 7. Tom Sharpin, don't you know Tom Sharpin?
No, and you have...
That's what's great about Pokemon. I've been playing Pokemon, you guys.
Shut up and listen. Maybe you ought to shut up and stop calling this program. Get off my phone, you little weasel.
That's what's great about Pokemon. I've been playing Pokemon, you guys.